The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
It's time for high school football action tonight on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, it will be the Bound City Panthers hosting the South Holt Knights. South Holt ranked number 2, undefeated on the year, averaging better than 70 points a game. They are a juggernaut so far this season. Mound City coming into the ballgame 2-5, but it's a rivalry. So the two teams, they know each other well, and you can expect a pretty good contest going into this one. Mound City will host South Holt. I had a chance to visit with the coaches. We'll talk with Coach Josh Peterson of South Holt Knights first, then we'll turn our attention to Mound City and Taylor Sandiford, head coach of the Panthers. It's all coming up with kickoff at Zaglinski Field scheduled for 7 o'clock. Stay tuned to visit with the coaches coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department, talk to the staff, and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for 1, 2, or 3 lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rob Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's time now to visit with the coaches. Tonight we begin with the visitors, the South Holt Knights. Coach Josh Peterson has got himself a football team coach way back last summer. Early this fall, they do high school football ratings that don't mean anything until after the last game of the season is played, basically. There was no South Holt team to be found in those ratings, as I recall. Then I see, well, we're in here top 10, top 8, top 6. Number 2 now. Your kids are undefeated. They are rolling. It's been a great season. Maybe a surprise to some. I don't know. What do you think?
Probably to some based off of how we ended the season last year. Especially with St. Louis, the Platte Valley over there, 50-20. I know the guys were going to be ready to get back at it. And, you know, we graduated 2 seniors from last year's team, so we had a majority of our team coming back. And, they bought in, did what we asked this summer, especially in the weight room. And then, the first game over at Princeton was kind of a coin toss because, an 11-man team dropping down to play 8-man, you never know how that's going to go. But mm-hmm. I think once we got that win, up there and then got back about 2:30 in the morning and then started rolling with the season. And, we really haven't looked back, since. And, the guys, we had to make some changes, obviously, with Kendall breaking his hand about week one of practice and moving Cole Metzger to the quarterback spot and Kendall coming in and playing the running back. Everything's kind of gelled together. And like you said, we've kind of just rolled since then.
Okay, so have you broken any scoreboards this year? I mean, the point totals you're putting up are just tremendous.
Yeah, I got online, I was putting stats in this morning and hadn't realized that through seven games we've scored 500 points. So, you know, we're averaging about 71 a game, and then looking at the defensive side, we're giving up about 12. So I'm pretty pleased in terms of offensive production and defensive production on, you know, what we're able to do on both sides of the ball. And then we can't forget, you know, special teams, where I've got probably an all-state kicker who's, I want to say, somewhere around 55 or 60-ish. He's about 92% on PATs. He did have a field goal blocked, but, you know, he's had about 50 PATs for us this year. He's, I don't know, probably around 25 or 30 touchbacks, and then dropping Cole back on punts. I think he's got four or five punt returns for touchdowns this year. So it's nice that we're scoring in all three phases of the game. And, you know, when it comes time to play defense, we're able to close teams out. So it's, yeah, like I said, everything's going pretty well for us right now in terms of the team as a whole.
You said something gets overlooked a lot about the special team. I mean, special teams get overlooked anyway. When you get a kicker that can kick extra points consistently, seven is a really big number when you score a touchdown, because so it's hard for a lot of teams to make the two-point try. And kicking into the end zone touchbacks, especially in eight-man football, so important, because one kid slips in an eight-man, it may happen at any level, but an eight-man game, one kid on the coverage slips, the opponent is gone for a touchdown. You put it in the end zone, that's a big advantage.
You understand it. Me and my coaches, we understand it. Now the kids are starting to understand the fact that, you know, when we played Platte Valley, Trevor put, I think he had 11 touchbacks. And the kids after the game were, hey, we like starting defense at the 15-yard line instead of the midfield. I'm like, yeah, it makes a difference. So, you know, gradually as we go through and as the regular season's kind of coming to an end, these guys are starting to understand that, you know, PATs, touchbacks, those are crucial. You know, my success rate on two-point conversions is probably in the 30s. And so we stopped doing those. We had a kid, he's just a junior, so we'll have him back next year, that, you know, when you can kick, because that can be the difference in a game. Now, fortunately for us, it hasn't been this year, but, you know, teams going for two and not getting it, you know, that's a 7-6 difference right there, and it's just that much more of a of a psychological booster to know that, you know, the game's not tied. We're actually up by a point. So, yeah, that comes in handy and is beneficial to a team. So we like kicking both PATs. You know, we try to field goal that got blocked, but, you know, we're also putting the ball in the end zone for touchbacks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tonight, what will the fans see out of South Holt? Maybe there's some fans that haven't seen your team. What are we going to see on the offense?
We're going to try to play fast. You know, we like to get out on top and try to sustain the lead and let the defense kind of take over. And we're going to try to force them out of their comfort zone. I know they're going to run that offset eye. And I did see they run a little bit of spread against Rockport. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready for everything, but, defensively, you know, like playing Platte Valley, if we're able to shut the run down and get them into get them into primary passing, I'm going to feel a lot comfortable about how the game could possibly end up. That's a big if. And then offensively, you know, I'm going to pretty much turn my guys loose and just turn this thing into a track meet and, let him run. And, you know, Cole will do his thing. We're going to look to probably get the ball to Kendall a little bit more than we have been in the past. Just let him eat and, try to conserve some hits that, Cole could possibly take and just come out. We're just going to play fast on offense like we had the previous seven games.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show. We'll have a visit with Mound City coach Taylor Standiford coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career to make a difference every day? Nemaha County Hospital has exciting opportunities waiting just for you. Join our team dedicated to excellence in patient care and community service. Whether you're a technician, nurse, or support staff, we are looking for passionate individuals to be a part of our Nemaha family. Visit our website to explore job openings and discover why we're not just a hospital, but a community that cares. Begin your journey today at NemahaCountyHospital.com/careers.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Hello, welcome to Friday Night Football in Mound City, Missouri, live at Seglinski Field. This is Lucas Freshel along with Troy Nelson. We've got South Holt Knights at 7-0. Mound City Panthers at 2-5. It's senior night at Mound City, and the weather has started to take a turn for the cold. We've got about 8.5 minutes left in the pregame, and we'll try to go through some numbers here for you and get you all lined up for the game. That is sure to be a nice treat here, and South Holt looking to stay undefeated because they've got one more week of the regular season before they head into the postseason in a couple weeks. Troy?
Hey, good evening, America. Again, this is about you, Lucas, but this is my first time doing Missouri eight-man football. So if I say some things wrong that don't work with Missouri and Nebraska, that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. But doing what little research I could, both of these teams are in District 6. And again, as Lucas said, South Holt is undefeated at the moment. We're at, what did we say, 7-0?
7-0?
Yep, 7-0. Mound City's at 2-5.
We're going to take a little break here. They're going to stop for the national anthem. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be live back here at Seglinski Field. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to high school football live in Mound City, Missouri at Seglinski Field. We've got the Mound City Panthers at 2-5 facing off against the South Holt Knights, undefeated at 7-0. It's the second to last week of the regular season before the playoffs start. But 5 minutes up here in the pregame, and we'll go through some starters here for you, Troy.
All right, for the Mound City Panthers, offensive starters, Gage Knapp, 170-pound senior, Scott Manley, 180-pound freshman, Cade Gillenwater, 230-pound freshman, John Guard, 180-pound freshman, Keaton Zimbles, 165-pound senior. Your quarterback will be Colin Gillenwater, 175-pound senior. Running back Kane Durr, 150-pound junior. And your fullback, Chase Meyer, 240-pound senior.
On the other side of the ball, the Southhold Knights got the white tops and the black bottoms. On defense, starting at the defensive line position, they'll run, it looks to be about a 3-3 set. On one defensive end, Trevor Mark at 180-pound junior. Jackson Schaefer, 230-pound senior. Trace Milne is a 275-pound junior. At the linebacker positions, Kendall Nolan is a 185-pound senior. And Cade Kurtz, 180-pound senior. And also Cole Metzger, 160-pound junior. We've got a couple D-backs listed here. Griffin Kemmerling, 160-pound sophomore, and Tylen Prusman, 145-pound senior.
All right, your South Holt offensive starters on the tight end position, Cade Kurtz, 180-pound senior. Your left guard, Jackson Schaefer, 230-pound senior. Your center, Tyson Skeen, 280-pound freshman. Right guard, Trace Milne, 275-pound junior. And your other wide receiver, Taylen Prusman, 145-pound senior. Your quarterback, Cole Metzger, 160-pound junior. Halfback, Kendall Nolan, 185-pound senior. And another wide receiver, Griffin Kimmerling, 160-pound sophomore.
On the other side of the ball for the Mound City Panthers, they've made a couple changes here. It's senior night here, and there's possibly some seniors that are getting starters, but to the best of our knowledge, here's the defense starter for Mound City. At nose guard, Chase Meyer, the 240-pound senior. At 1DN, Cole Gillenwater, a 170-pound senior. Another DN, Quinton Livingood is the senior. At linebackers, Kane Durr is a 150-pound junior. Also at linebacker, Rowan Durr, he's a junior. At the quarterback positions, Creighton Roop, a sophomore. Keaton Zimbles, a senior. And at safety, Nick Ivy.
All right. Right at midfield is our coin toss happening right now. And here at, how you say that again, Seglinski Field.
Yep.
All right. The scoreboard is straight across from us, and the flag is right behind it. And that flag is standing out straight, blowing straight to the south. So we do have a wind here. And they got an open cornfield in the background.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility out here. I had a chance to come out here and do a couple games the last couple years with John. And they've been doing some renovations to the field. I think a couple years ago they got this track put in. They've got some beautiful play clocks at the ends. And also, if you haven't seen these lights, you're in for a treat. They've got some brand-new lights in here. It's almost like being at a college or a professional football stadium where they can operate the lights and
it flash on and off.
Yeah, a little flash style. So there's about 1:30 left here. We'll try to get the coin toss for you. We'll step aside for a one-minute break, and we'll be back for high school football. It's Sunny, 101.3.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri.
Welcome back to Mound City. Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have five or other locations in northeast Kansas. All right, Mound City won the toss there, and they will defer. So South Holt is going to receive, and they're going to defend the south end zone. Setting the kickoff for Mound City. Do we have that? We should have it. No, we do not have the kicker. Let's see if we can get the number from here. Trying to pick that out. Sorry, folks. It looks like it's a 16 for Mound City, which is Cole Gillenwater. He is your kickoff. All right, Cole Gillenwater. The ball is spotted there at the 30. Hey, true eight-man field. I don't have to worry about different numbers to look at.
Nice.
All right, he's a left-footed kicker. The ball is up and away, and it's going to be caught around the bounce on the 12, picked up on the 10 for South Holt. He's going to move to the left side, and the return man there for South Holt is number 20, Tylen Prusman.
In for the tackle for Mound City. Get him to turn over there. Let me give some credit to him. Quinn Livengood, the senior.
All right, South Holt takes first possession here on their own 24-yard line. They break the huddle in their road jerseys, white tops with black numbers, sharp black bottoms with white and yellow. And we got shotgun formation. Snap is away, the give to the right side on Kendall Nolan, and he's going to break through and be brought down for about a 6-yard gain.
6-yard gain on the play. Living good. Also in on the tackle. Also right there next to him. Let me get my stuff organized here.
They're going.
Keaton Zimbles.
Hurry up offense here. Spread out on the throw. We got two receivers to the left and one to the right. And a quick pitch to number 20, Tylen Prusman. And he's going to break down the sideline and get for about 20 extra yards.
Yeah, nice little run there at the near sideline. You heard the pregame show that South Holt's going to really try to play fast. And Keaton Zimbles was there to shove him out of bounds just across into Mount City territory to save the touchdown.
First and 10, South Holt. They've crossed midfield, high snap, and Metzger brings it down. He gives it to Nolan on the right side. Nolan's going to break a couple tackles and go down the sideline, and he's going to get in for the touchdown. Kendall Nolan runs it in from about 32 yards out. No flags on the field, so that play will stand. Cole Metzger pitched it out to the right side to Kendall Nolan, and Nolan went down the right sideline, the far sideline, for, again, about 32-yard touchdown. So an 11-17 here in the first quarter. South Holt strikes first to go up 6-0. All right, and they are trying the traditional one-point PAT. Set up to kick here on the 10-yard line. Snap is away. The ball's down. The kick is up, and no good. The PAT is no good for South Holt. So it's 11-17. They lead 6-0. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, everybody. This is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in. Farmin' City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
The scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. On the opening kickoff, South Holt, nice, able to drive and get for six. It was a three-play, 60-yard drive, capped off by a 32-yard run by Nolan with 11-17 left in the first quarter, 6-0 night.
All right, man, South Holt set to kick off again from their own 30. Your kicker is 22, Trevor Markt. The right-footed kicker gets into it. Nice. It's going to be fielded around the 12-yard line by Mound City. And moving up to the right sideline and in, crossing the 20-yard line, falling forward about two extra yards. So Mound City will start their first possession of the game on their own 22-yard line.
Now Mount City's got to look to try to get some first downs here early, chip away, try to get some confidence here in this game. Really kind of stick here with South Hole. You want to just stay right there within a possession and a half.
All right, Gillenwater comes under center. Meyer and Durr are in the I formation. Giving a couple hard counts here, trying to draw South Holt off.
That worked.
And now he looks to his sideline. He stands up. Now he gets back under center. Now's the snap. Give to Durr around the left side, and Durr's going to move the pile for about 7 or 8 yards.
It's a great first play for Mountain City. Tried to really go for a hard count. There's about 3 or 4 South Holt knights that jumped and flinched, but good discipline on the defensive side of the ball. They didn't cross the neutral zone and therefore weren't flagged, but good 6-yard gain there to start for Mound City.
Second down and 4 for Mound City. Clock running with 10:45 left in the first quarter. Again, Gillenwater under center. Meyer and Durr in the I formation. The fake to Durr. Gillenwater is going to keep it, and he's going to move ahead for maybe 1 yard on that carry.
Good for 1 yard. It's going to set up a 3rd and 2. I know it's super early in the game, but a big 3rd and 2 here. Mountain City can get a first down and extend this drive. That's just what you want to do. Keep the game short, try to slow it down. South Hole's playing fast, and so far so good.
All right, 3rd down for Mound City. They break the huddle. They come to the near side hash mark. I formation again, Gillenwater under center. Does your hard snap. Nobody moves. Again, he stands up, looks over to his sideline, comes back under center. Snap is away. Fake to both hand running backs. And Gillingwater's got some room around the right side. He's down to the 10, the 20, sorry, 20 to 30, and he's in for the touchdown. Gillingwater answers for Mound City, and he goes 47 yards.
About 47 yards. Tylan Prusman was on his heels there. And pre-snap, Mount City was going with the hard count. They got a couple of punches. South Holt had all 8 guys in the box. There was nobody at safety, nobody at cornerback. And if Mount City can just get to that second level, it's going to open up wide. I was expecting them to just blitz everybody, and they did. And Mount City called the right play.
Oh.
2 for 6.
Again, as you said, Lucas got through that line of scrimmage, and nobody's in the backfield. He just outran them all. All right, 2-point conversion set up now. Again, same formation, Gillenwater under center, and he gives to Durr on the left side, and Durr's not going to make it in. So both PAT point extra tries have failed, so we're tied at 6 with 9:45 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Missouri 8-man football on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State area. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Welcome back to Mount City High School Football. The scoring recap is brought to you by Harbister Motor Company in Fall City since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined. Mount City on their first possession able to answer South Hole. It was a 3-play, 58-yard drive, and on 3rd and 2 with South Hole sending the house, Mount City goes to the house 50 yards the other way. Gillenwater in for the touchdown. The 2-point conversion was no good. 9:45 left to go in the first. Ball tied up 6-6.
All right, Mound City tries an onside kick here to start the second possession, and it does go the 10 yards, but South Holt laid right on it. Number 12 for South Holt covers it up. All right, so South Holt will have good field position here to start their second possession. All right at midfield. They see, yep, they spotted on their own 39-yard line. All right, South Holt comes out of the huddle. You got a receiver wide to the left. Shotgun formation, 2 backs in the backfield. Snap is away. It's kind of high, but handled easily there by Metzger. He brings it down. He's going to give it to Nolan. Nolan scampers to the left side and goes out of bounds.
Nice stiff arm there. Nice stiff arm by Nolan to get around to the outside and get an extra probably 3 or 4 yards. He runs out of bounds just across midfield at the 35 in the Mound City territory. In pursuit there for Mound City was Creighton Roop and also Cole Gillenwater.
All right, 2nd down and about 4 for South holds. All right, breaking the huddle. Cade Kurtz goes out wide to the right. Coming to the left side is Prusman. All right, shotgun formation. Empty backfield. Now in motion goes Prusman. Snap is away. Throw out to Kimmerling. Kimmerling's going to catch it. And maybe, nope, not going to have enough for the first down.
It's going to be short about 2 or 3 yards. Into the defense stop there. Krug was in on the stop, also assisted by Durr. That'll set up a 3rd and 3.
All right, again, South Holt during a hurry-up offense here. Got a receiver to the left, shotgun formation. One man in the backfield behind Metzger. Metzger's going to hand off to Nolan. Nolan, again, is going to go to the left-hand side and going to get maybe 2 yards, maybe 3.
He's short. His knee kind of hit the ground 2 yards short of the first down. He dove forward, maybe towards the sticks, but referee's good spot there, correctly marking it about 1.5 yards short of the first down, 4th and 1.
So 4th and 1 for South Holt. You got 2 receivers to the right and 2 to the left. Metzger comes under center. Now in motion goes Prusman. And we're going to go to the Metzger, and he's going to keep it to the left side. And he's got plenty of running room as he gets escorted out of bounds for a first down.
Yeah, it was just a straight quarterback keeper, what we used to like to call a super sweep. Quarterback's just going to take it, try to get as many yards. But, you know, it's not a traditional quarterback sweep. Sneak. It was more of a quarterback sweep.
All right, so 1st and 10, South Holt has the ball on the 20, Mound City 25-yard line. All right, you got 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Shotgun formation is Metzger. Metzger takes the snap and throws it out to Kurtz, and Kurtz is stopped in the backfield right there for a loss.
Yeah, it was just a little, Kurtz is lined up on the right side in the slot position, and he kind of takes one step back, so it's a backwards throw. Nice work to catch it there, but Kane Durr just reading the play and able to form tackle and drop him for about a 5-yard loss.
2nd down and 16 now for South Holt. Clock running with 8:35 here in the first quarter. We're tied at 6. South Holt breaks the huddle. Coming wide to the left side is Prusman, along with, looks like, Kimmerling. 2 receivers to the right, empty backfield. Prusman goes in motion. Metzger takes the handoff. It's a high one, but he's going to keep it and going to run to the left side and going to get escorted out of bounds. But we got a flag in the backfield.
There is a flag, and I'm almost certain it's going to be a hold. A hold on Trey Snell. I saw it happening in live time. About 2 seconds later, White Hat was able to see it too and threw the flag. So it's going to be a hold on South Holt. It's going to back him up here.
All right, so holding against the South Holt Knights. That'll put them in a deeper hole here on this second possession of the first half. And marking it back another 10. So we're going to have 2nd down in about 25, maybe somewhere in there. The ball's going to be spotted right at midfield. So 2nd down and roughly 25 for South Holt.
Tough position here. That wind is just swirling.
All right, South Holt breaks the huddle. You got a receiver to the left, empty shotgun formation. Again, a high snap, bring it down. Got a man across the middle, is wide open, and Metzger hits him in stride is Kurtz. And Kurtz is going to be, he might be close to that first down.
He is close to the first down, and Kurtz is lined up on the right side and just running a post pattern all the way across the middle of the field, able to complete it. I believe on the coverage was Nick Ivey, and just had a couple steps on him. That wind is blowing, and he put it right on the money.
3rd and 1 for South Holt. High snap again, but Metzger handles it easily. No, then he gets brought down and fumbled in the backfield. Yeah, and on the sack there for the Mound City Panthers.
That's a big loss there. On 3rd and 1, they're in shotgun formation. That's going to back him up. Now you got a 4th and 5, 4th and 6 on the scoreboard from the Mound City 20.
Prusman bringing the play in from the sideline. He's going to be your tight end on the left side. So 2 receivers on the left, 2 on the right. Empty backfield for Metzger. 4th and 5. Snap is away. Good snap this time. Metzger handles it easily. Gets flushed out of the pocket to his right, and he unloads it down to the right sideline, and no, incomplete. Looked like they were fighting for it back there, but the ball goes incomplete in the end zone.
It was, and there were 2 South Holt Knights in the same area, and traditionally, if you're going to go for a pass pattern, run your route, you don't want 2 receivers in the same area. But Metzger was under so much pressure. Keaton Thimbles was the one defender on the two wide receivers and able to knock it down. You know, when you're in that Hail Mary situation, it's not a bad idea to have multiple receivers in the same spot. Fortunately for South Holt, it didn't work. Turnover on down.
All right, so Mound City will start first and 10 on their own 20. Again, doing the hard count, South Holt jumping up, and now, again, Gillenwater stands up, looks to his sideline, comes back underneath. Meyer and Durr are in the I formation. Fake to Meyer, give to Durr, and a fumble on the play for Mound City. South Holt says they have it,
yeah,
and they do.
South Holt is stacking everybody in the box. They're just kind of forcing Mound City to do something different than blasts and isos and sneaks. Be interesting to see how this develops. South Holt is not putting anybody back as a safety net for the big play.
All right, so South Holt takes over now on the Mound City. Where are we at? 22-yard line? Somewhere in there?
19.
There it is. South Holt takes over on the fumble from out in the Mound City, 19. All right, we got Metzger, shotgun formation. Out to the left is Kimmerling. Give to Nolan. Nolan goes to the left side. He's got some running room. He's breaking a couple tackles, stiff arms, and he gets in for the touchdown. Kimmerling takes the handoff, goes 19 yards for the touchdown.
I think, let's see, it looks like Nolan might have been the score on that.
Nolan.
That was a big boy run. He probably broke about three or four tackles, carried the last two guys from the 3 yard line across the pylon and kind of reached out the ball at the near pylon here and was able to get in for six.
All right, so Nolan in on the touchdown there for the 19 yard rumble. Keying off the turnover. All right, again, they setting up for the traditional PAT. Snap is away, the ball's down, the kick is up. And this one is good. All right. Your kicker there is, where are we at?
Thank you. I was
Trevor Mart is your kicker for the South Holt Knights to get that 2-point conversion in. All right. So with 6:51 left here in the first quarter, South Holt takes the lead 13-6. We'll send it back to Ray in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Ermerster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Falls City, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. It was a one-play drive for South Holt. Nolan takes it in from 19 yards. The extra point, which you often don't see in eight-man, was good for one, 13-6, with 6:44 left to go in the first quarter.
And South Holt kicks off there from their 30. Livingood picks it up around his 2 yard line, and he's going to rumble up to the left hand side and get shoved out of bounds close to the 20 yard line. They're going to spot it around the 18. So Mound City has it first and 10 on their own 18 yard line. Gillenwater under center. Again, I formation. Meyer and Durr behind him. Again, they're doing that hard count. He stands up, looks to the sideline, and gets back under. And again, just what you said, Lucas, South Holt has nobody in the backfield.
Incredible.
And Gillenwater fakes to the two first fives through, and he's going to take it around the right side and get ahead for about 2 yards.
Good for 2 yards, just kind of off the right hip there. In the stop, Cade Kurtz, the 180-pound senior for South Holt.
All right, second down and 7 for Mound City. The ball spotted on the near hash mark. Clock running with 6:20 left in the first quarter. They trail 13-6. All right, Gillenwater comes under center. I formation again. Two tight ends. Oh, and your fullback, Chase Meyer, jumps early when your quarterback stood up to do his normal stuff. So Penalty on Mound City.
So I think I heard in the pregame, were we discussing this, how they had moved alignment?
That one right there.
Fullback. And so traditionally Chase Meyer usually plays on the line, but they moved it to fullback here, 240-pound senior, and just probably not used to hearing the cadence from that position.
So second down and 11 for Mound City. Gillingwater under center. Oh, and the tight end moved on this side. So the hard count again is blowing up on Mound City because now they've had two of their own players jump on the hard count.
Yeah, Gage Knapp is lined up at the right end position, and his hindquarters just kind of, you can tell, it just kind of flinched, and all the Southwold guys are pointing at him. I mean, all the Southwold guys are within 1 or 2 yards of him. They're all in that box. It's kind of a wild formation, but we'll see how this plays out.
And South Holt is going to take a timeout. So with 5:50 left in the first quarter, South Holt leads 13-6. We'll send them back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Welcome back to Mound City here. The South Holt takes their first timeout of the game and early in the first quarter here. Again, 5:50 left in the first quarter. South Holt leads 13-6. South Holt, hey, the referee's clapping at them. Hurry up and tell them to get out of this huddle. Your time is up. South Holt, again, comes from the sideline. Mound City head coach, he's walking off now. All right, so Mound City has the ball, second and about 16. Ball spotted around their 12-yard line. And I've been saying this name wrong, I guess, all night. So Gillingwater, and he's going to hand it off to Durr on the left side. And Durr's going to get maybe 2 yards, but two different flags come flying out this time.
We've got some other kind of local sport here, Millen and Live and Good. And I thought for sure when we were going through our pregame that I had him right, but I did not. So, admittedly, that is my fault. Sorry, guys.
All right, face mask on South Holt. So this will mark the ball, move the ball towards the South Holt now. And that's a 15-yard mark. So this is going to spot the ball close to a first down. It is a first down. Yep. So first and 10, Mound City off the face mask. The ball spotted right at the 30-yard line.
Yep, it was a spot penalty there, and it was a couple yards in front of the line of scrimmage, so good for a first down.
Right, Gillingwater comes under center, I formation, Meyer and Durr behind him. Doing the hard count. Now again, he stands up, looks over at his sideline, comes back, gets under center. There's the handoff to Durr on the left side, and Durr's going to follow Meyer, and Meyer's going to give him about a 3-yard carry.
Yeah, nice work there by Durr to get the positive yards. The South Holt defensive line is getting penetration right away into the backfield, and so Mount City gets positive yards there. It's a nice plus. It's a productive play.
You know, something I forgot, and you mentioned this at the beginning, the play clocks are on both ends of the field. Is he watching that play clock and waiting for it to get under 10? All right, that time your eye back jumped. All right, Durr on the hard count flinched. All right, so again, Mound City is doing a lot of hard counting to try and draw South Holt off, and it hasn't worked into their favor.
Yeah, you know, it totally worked in the first drive and kind of got South Holt to jump, so they were kind of on their toes there. That ended up for a touchdown, but now for the last possession here, possession and a half, there's been, you know, 3 or 4 false starts for Mound City, so... Backfire. You got to think during the week that they're saying, hey, we're going hard count. We're going to try to get him. So you got to stay disciplined there, boys.
Second and 12 for Mound City. Ball spotted around the 27-yard line. Again, he stands up. Play clock at 5. Now he gets back under and center. Play clock at 1. And he gets the snap away just in time. And he's going to give to Durr around the left side. And he's going to get stood up and push backwards.
Yeah, on the stop there for South Holt was... Trace Millen Also on the stop. I missed the other number.
All right, third down and 9 for Mound City. Clock running with 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Play clock at 22 seconds. Yeah, it's kind of cool to see those.
It's nice.
All right. Killingwater under center. Again, stands up, looks over at his bench. 10 seconds on the play clock. And now the referee is going to blow it dead. Oh, they're going to go talk to the white hat. At this point, what are they saying to each other?
Yeah.
You're one of these guys.
You know, I think I don't know. It doesn't look like it's a penalty. Could it be? Is someone bleeding? Is there an equipment problem? They're in the huddle with Mound City and trying to work something out. Now Mound City's kind of looking to the sideline. Now the near sideline judge on Mound City side is, okay, false start.
False start against Mound City.
Must have been another one of those flinches, but
yeah.
The far sideline judge was
the one
almost like asking for approval to throw the flag. He didn't throw the flag right away, I didn't think, but...
No, I didn't see it, yeah. He just blew it dead and came over and talked to the white hat. Now the white hat's talking to the Mound City coach, and they're having a pretty good discussion here.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, there's a little animation there out of Coach Standerford, and they are engaged in a conversation here. I mean,
And that might have been why your side judge on the far side was talking it over with the white hat, making sure he's making the right call.
So maybe he's lined up in the neutral zone, and they just call that dead. But, boy, I wish I knew what Coach Stanford was saying.
Yeah.
Because
he's not happy.
He's doing it cordially. But he's fighting for his team.
You bet. He's not going to win the conversation, but he is going to state his opinion.
Yep.
And I'm surprised that they're letting it take this long.
Yeah, you know, White Hat's given him, he's given him some respect. He's letting him kind of speak his mind, and he's not going to win it.
Not going to win, but he is going to get to speak his mind. And usually you don't see that conversation last that long. So anyway, here we go, back to action. Third and 14 now for Mound City. Ball spotted on their 26-yard line. 3:38 and counting here in the first quarter. South Holt leads 13-6.
Good
play
job.
Clock at 10.
They
got to hurry up and get this snap off. 5 seconds. Gillenwater under center. He's going to keep it around the right side, and he's going to get forward for maybe 2 yards. Well, maybe about 5 or 6 on that one. Sorry.
Nice tackle by Kendall Nolan there. Kendall Nolan playing the left linebacker, and there was a lot of room to run, and Nolan was able to kind of catch him from behind.
All right.
Minimal game.
Going to bring up fourth down in about 8 for Mound City. The ball spotted on their own 36-yard line, so this will be interesting to see if they choose to punt this here. Again, 3 minutes left in the first quarter, and it doesn't look like they're punting for it. They're going for it on 4th and 8. Gillenwater coming up under center. Same I formation. 5 seconds left on the play clock. The snap is away. Gillenwater dropping back. First pass of the game. He had the man open. It hit him in the hands, and he dropped it.
He knows it. The two, Keith Sibbles, right on the money. Keith was lined up from the left-end position. He's just running kind of a quick in pattern, almost a drag in pattern. He's right at the stakes. It did hit him in the spot. It did hit him where it needed to be. It was a good pass, decent coverage, but he was open, and that would have been good for a first down.
Yeah.
Easy play call there to go for it in your own field there, only down by possession, so super early, but they had the right play call.
Yep. All right, so South Holt will take over on downs around Mound City's 33-yard line. All right, Mound City comes to the line in shotgun formation is Metzger. Got an eye back behind him. I think it's Nolan. He fakes to Nolan, dropping back to pass. He's got a man wide open across the middle, and Kimmerling drops the pass.
Yeah, that was he was wide open. He was running a post pattern and deep post from the left side. He was right in the middle of the field. He was wide open, just maybe a bit overthrown. And you see that wind out there.
Right.
The wind was blowing it, whipped the ball, and so it just led him a little too far.
Second down and 10 for the Knights. They break your huddle. The ball spotted about middle of those hash marks. Metzger, shotgun formation. He's going to fake again to Kit Noland. And No, he did hand it off to Nolan. That was a good fake. I missed it. Give it to Nolan. Nolan gets ahead for about 6 yards. Nolan.
Credit Rowe and Durr for the tackle there.
All right, third down and 5 for South Holt. And what do we got? The receivers are already lined up waiting for the linemen to get up to the line. That's kind of different. Receivers in position. You got 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Empty backfield for Metzger. Now coming in motion. Now he goes back the other direction. It's going to be a quick throw down the right sideline, and fighting for position is Prusman, and he's going to win that battle. He gets in for the touchdown. Tylan Prusman for about a, what did I say, 32-yard touchdown?
32-yard touchdown, and that was a throw that was right on the money. You could tell, I mean, Prusman had a step on him, but he did have that trail hand kind of on the Mound City defender. I'm not suggesting that it was offensive pass interference, but just a little subtle nudge to just give him enough room. But the ball's right on the money. It was a perfect throw.
Oh, yeah, that one was. All right, so South Holt increases their lead to 19-6, and they again set up for the traditional one-point PAT. All right, your kicker is Trevor Mart. See who you, I'm trying to get the holder's number down there. The ball's snapped down and not. It didn't get any lift on that one at all. Probably the snapper didn't get a very good snap, and the ball is going to be in no good. So 1:47 left, 19-6. South Holt will send it back to Ray in the studio. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to high school football. We're live in Mound City at Seglinski Field. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. It's a touchdown pass from Metzger to Prusman, about a 25-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was no good after a three-play drive. 1:47 left to go in the first. 19-6, South Holt.
All right, South Holt setting the ball up on the 30 for the kickoff. And Mark, right-footed kicker, puts it down around the 12-yard line, angle it for the sideline, but doesn't go in. We're picked up, all right, and going to be brought ahead for about 5 more yards is, oh, where did I lose it at? Not living good for the reception or kickoff. So Mound City has the ball first and 10 on about their own 16-yard line.
They tell us it's live and good. Live and good.
Live.
Is that right?
Live.
Yeah.
Mackenzie's shaking her head, yes.
Yeah, we got a guest here, don't we?
She's a student teacher over here. She knows everybody now. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mackenzie. Give you a shout out. All right, Mound City has ball first and 10. Ball spotted on the far sideline. Giving a handoff is to Durr, and Durr's going to rumble ahead for maybe 2 yards there. Clock running with a minute 30 left in the first quarter. Again, undefeated South Holt Knights lead 19-6. Still in the first quarter. Mound City breaks their huddle. Second and 8. Gillenwater under center. I formation. Fake to your fullback. It looked like the running back was supposed to get it. And Gillenwater just took it and ran up the middle. And he might be close to that first down.
Yeah, there's a lot of misdirection there, and I don't think it was by design. It looks like there was a couple of the linemen who were maybe late to initiate their block, but nonetheless, it worked out pretty good. Sets up a manageable third and 1 here with about 40 seconds left to go. They'll have to run one more play here before the end of the first.
All right, third and 1 for Mound City. Play clock at 13. Gillenwater snaps. Fakes it to Durr, and he takes it to the left side. He crosses midfield, and he's in a sprint down the sideline to the 20, to the 10, and Gillenwater. Goddard gets in for the touchdown. He will take it. 55 yards for that touchdown run. Your quarterback, Cole Gillenwater.
Nice run there. Just kind of a keeper around the left side. Baked it to one of his running backs and just ran it around the far side. Dude's got wheels. No, he was able to catch it.
All right, so now that's 19-12, South Holt. Mound City gets on the board here late in the first quarter, 23 seconds left. They're going for the two-point conversion, same formation. Gillenwater under center. Snap is away. The give is to the big fullback, Chase Meyer, and he's going to rumble to about the one-yard line, and as he lands there, he reaches forward to the goal line, but he was already down. So a two-point conversion is no good. 19-12, South Holt, 23 seconds left in the first quarter. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Zaglinski Field in Mound City, where Mound City has just answered South Bowl. Mound City down 12-19 towards the end of the first quarter here, 23 seconds left. It was a 55-yard quarterback keeper by Gillenwater after a three-play, 64-yard drive. The two-point conversion ran by Chase Meyer at the fullback position was just short. So, yes, 12-19, and Mount City here, you're in a good position.
Yeah.
You're sticking right with them. That's going into the game. That's what you wanted to do. South Holt's undefeated. They're the favorite here. Target's on their back. So credit Mount City for sticking in here.
Gillenwater does an onside kick to the left this time, looking for a different and same outcome. South Holt lands on it. That is who landed on it. Cale Kearns lands on it. He covers it up. So South Holt will take over on the failed onside kick on their 34-yard line.
Need a strategy here. Looks like Mount City going into the game. Coach Standenberg is just, he didn't punt. He didn't punt in his own territory when it was third and six. He hasn't really kicked off yet. He's kicked both onsiders. I think he's thinking we got to stick with South Holt. They're going to score.
Yeah. All right. First and 10, South Holt from their own 34-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and somebody jumped again.
Yeah, nose guard there. Nose guard Chase Meyer flinched and just got into the neutral zone. And in high school, you're not allowed the opportunity to get back. They're just going to blow that dead and mark off the five.
All right, so 5-yard penalty on the defense, Mound City. South Holt has it first and five. Same formation, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation, one back in the backfield. Gillenwater takes the snap, dropping back to pass. He's flushed out of his pocket now, and he's just going to unload it to the sideline, and there is no receiver in the area.
No receiver in the area, but he did a good
he
job.
He did get out of the pocket, yep.
Getting out of the tackle box there and able to throw the ball past the line of scrimmage and out of bounds.
Yes, but yeah, very good play by your quarterback, Metzger. All right, incomplete pass, second down and five. Again, Mound City did a good job defending in the backfield there. They didn't have anybody to throw to. All right, so let's see what South Holt comes up with. They got one receiver to the left. Shotgun formation is Metzger. Snap is good. Give to Nolan around the right side. Nolan's going to rumble for about 3 yards.
Good penetration there by Chase Meyer from the nose guard. Able to get up and obligate him to change course path.
And we are at the end of the first quarter. 19-12 South Holt over Mound City. We'll send it back to Ray in the studio. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Welcome back to high school football in Mound City, Missouri. It's Missouri A&M football here. Mound City taking on South Holt. And at the start of the second quarter, third and three, South Holt faced with a big play here just across midfield at the 39-yard line. Third and three, we've got one wide receiver to the left. Pistol position, flank back. Takes the snap around to the left side, and he's Cole Metzger is going to have enough for the first down and more. Good for about almost a 20-yard gain up near the 22-23-yard line.
Over on that far sideline, shoving him out of bounds is Kane Durr. But again, 20-yard run there for South Holt.
Good enough for a first down, moving the sticks here. 11:50 to go in the second quarter. He's out of bounds. Clock stops. South Holt in the huddle. Metzger goes to the sideline, grabs the play call, brings it into the huddle, delivers the play. Break the huddle. One right receiver to the left. One right receiver to the right. Metzger takes a snap, takes the handoff around to the left side. Going to be a keep around to the left side. Good for about 5 or 6 yards.
And again, about 3 purple jerseys there. Slowing him down. Not really tackling him, but just slowing him down enough that his forward progress is stopped. And in on that was Chase Meyer.
South Holt, as they mentioned, are going to go into a hurry-up, quick offense. Good job by Mountain City. You're kind of slowing the game down. Twins to the right, single set to the left. In motion, Tyler Prusman from right to left. Ooh. Is going to be a give up the middle and stop for no gain is Kendall Nolan.
Live and good, hitting them in the backfield early and standing them up and stopping them for a loss.
I haven't seen any staff on South Holt that kicked any field goals, but potentially could be in field goal territory here. Third and 4 from about the 17-yard line. 19-12, South Holt over Mountain City. South Holt driving here with a 3rd and 4. They've got twins to the left, twins to the right. They're tucked in tight, and it's going to be a false start. The hard count, Kendall Nolan on the right side here was running his route. He's probably anticipating the ball coming to him. He's getting excited about it, but that's going to be a 5-yard penalty in line of the 3rd and 9.
Yeah, hard count by South Holt. And again, the hard count went against you.
So both teams there credited with some false starts. Mount City's got a few more, but now South Holt's on the board with the false start. Same formation, likely same play. I'm looking for Kendall Nolan to run a hard route here. It's going to be a pass to the right side. Kendall Nolan with the decoy. They're going to dump it off underneath to Kemmerling, who's going to be around to the right side, close to the goal line. It's going to be stopped short at about the 3-yard line, but beautifully designed play there. They used Kendall Nolan to kind of run a fly pattern and brought Kemmerling around underneath and kind of dumped it off after about 5 yards, and he carries it another 10-12.
Sophomore Creighton Rupp in on the tackle there and had some trouble bringing him down. As you said, he went forward as he fell yards after the catch.
First and goal, 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. First and goal from the 3. South Holt breaks the huddle, twins to the right, twins to the left. The wide receivers are split farther out this time in this formation. It's going to be a give. Metzger is going to keep it around the left side. Nowhere to go, comes around back to the right side, carries it in for the touchdown. Good for 6. Cole Metzger in for a 3-yard touchdown quarterback sneak. Tried to find a way in around the left, and Mountain City had it stuffed. And thankful for him and his South Holt team, he was able to find a way into the end zone around the right side. South Holt extends the lead to 25-12, the lineup for the extra point.
7 is your holder. Now I can see that number.
there. He's got to look into the end zone. He's going to try to throw it for two, and he's got a man right at the end zone sideline, and they're going to give it to him. That's a box play. You'll fire when you don't have the snap, and so the holder was able to find a receiver into the end zone. Everybody knows what to do when you hear that, so good for a two-point conversion. That's going to send it 27-12, 9:45 to go, the second quarter. Listening to Missouri 8-10 football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Welcome back. High school football, Siglinski Field. South Holt extends their lead 27-12. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. South Hole lined up to kick left to right in front of us here. Going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line and carried up for a good 10 to 12 yards was... Oh, boy. Where's my roster? Quinn Livengood into the carry.
There you go.
Story recap was a 5-play, 46-yard drive capped off by a 3-yard quarterback sweep right to Metzger. And on the extra point, they had to find the razzle-dazzle and scramble, and Prusman was good for the 2-point conversion, 27-12 South Hole, as Mound City lines up here for their drive at the 20-yard line, first and 10 from the 20. It's going to be a give up the right side, just a straight iso play up to the right side. Good for no gain.
Out there on the right side for South Holt, your tackler was Traylon Prusman.
.9:15 to go, second quarter, 27-12, South Holt over Mount City here on senior night. Mount City is lined up in a straight I formation, everybody in tight, and South Holt has everybody within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. It's wild. It's a wild defensive set, and they're just testing Mount City to throw. Mount City will not. They're going to give it up to the left side. Straight ISO run there by Durr. He's going to be stopped for a gain of one. Lines up a 3rd and 9 for Mount City. And South Hole just suggesting that they are not going to let Mount City run the ball.
Yeah. When you got that many guys stacked on the line of scrimmage, there is nowhere to go up the middle.
Yeah, it's a very unique situation when you've got 60 yards of field behind you. Same formation, same defensive set, all the defensive players within 1.5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Mount City in a tight I formation, hard count, 2 on the play clock. He gets it off, and it's going to be a quick fly to the right, caught. Mount City across midfield, good for the first down. Pete Zimble was at the end position. He's just running just a quick little corner, and the ball was right on his money. A little quick fly there, quick fly right, and that worked perfection. It's super windy out there. The flag is just bustling, but nice work by Gillenwater to put that right on the money, and that's a big play there on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, to get that first down, to get across midfield. Mount City's back in business with a fresh set of downs. Same formation on the offensive side. He's in a tight eye. South Hole still packing the line. They've got all 8 guys in the box. Snap back to Gillenwater, and he's going to give it off to the left side. Probably good for 2 or 3 yards. Slow to get up was Kane Durr. He's the ball carrier. And a productive gain there, 4 yards, staying right on schedule, are the Mount City Panthers. 2nd and 6, 7:42 to go. They trail by 2 scores, 27-12, driving in South Hole territory after the big first down on 3rd and 8.
Brock Rao in on the tackle there for South Holt.
Same formation here. It's been 4 or 5 in a row. Mount City tight eye. It's going to be a give around the right side, and that one's going to be stopped for a loss. A big Nate Ross on the play about 2 or 3 yards off.
Trace Milne coming through that line and wrapping him up and throwing him backwards.
Mr. Millen.
Millen, sorry.
Yeah,
not Milne.
Right.
Millen. We'll be writing on our roster.
I was the one that messed it up first. Take full credit for that. Lines up a 3rd and 8 for Mound City. Clock's ticking here. 6:55 to go. Mound City's already shown to us that they're not planning on punting. So I expect them to 4-down territory here. They got 2 downs to get 8. And there's going to be a timeout on the field. Timeout by South Bowl. We'll take a little break here. You're listening to Missouri A&M Football on 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Welcome back. High school football, Mound City faced with a 3rd and 8 snapback I formation. It's going to be a keeper, good for about 2 or 3 yards for Gillenwater up the left side. South Bowl stopped him after a couple yard gain. Should line up about a 4th and 5. We're expecting Mount City to go for it.
Cole Metzger in on the tackle for South Holt.
They've got 6 on the board. Call it 4th and 6. 6 minutes and 25 seconds. Clock is ticking. And I don't know what to guess here. I think he's got to try to go to the air.
Yep, they're going
to
air it. They got you.
I mean, if South Holt's going to put everybody in the box like that, so they do. Another tight eye formation. Mound City, 4th and 6. They're going to go for it. He's going to the air. He's under a little duress. Pressure flush out to the right side. Looks downfield. He's got a man. It's going to be caught in the middle of the field. That's the same receiver. Symbols was able to pick up the first down on 3rd and 9 about 4 or 5 plays ago. And Symbols was running kind of a deep post pattern across the middle. The ball was underthrown. And he was able to kind of identify and come back to the ball. Great first down pickup play. Finds up a 1st and 10 at about the 13-yard line.
Sophomore Griffin Kimmerling in on the coverage for South Holt. And, again, he was there. He was doing what he needed to do. But when he came back for the ball, he lost him.
That's just fun schoolyard ball right there. Just kind of ad-libbing, making it happen.
Yeah.
So 1st and 10, 5:35 to go, 27-12 South Holt. It's going to be a give up the middle to Durr, who's going to be stopped for a gain of about 3.
A lot of white jerseys, again, stacking that line. And, again, it's going to be tough to pick out one number here that's going to show you that they stopped it. But we'll give it to Brock Rao, just because I love saying that name. I'm not for sure if it's Rao, but we'll say it anyway. Five minutes left here in the second quarter.
Mound City breaks the huddle. Same formation again. I formation. South Holt in tight. It's going to be a snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. He's got a little window there, a little room, able to get about 3 or 4 yards. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. A little bit of a sweep around to the right side.
In on the tackle there for South Holt, Cale Kearns. Bringing him down for about a 5-yard gain.
And Mound City indefinitely in 4 down territory here. They've got 3rd and 5, so a couple downs to pick up the first. They try to run or pass it here. South Holt stacked the box, still that same I formation. It's going to be a fake, super sweep, quarterback super sweep to the left, and it's going to be in for the touchdown. Gillenwater faked the fullback give, so almost an option play, and the I-back was able to kind of get in front of him and square up a block on the linebacker, and that provided the space needed for Gillenwater to get on the near pylon here and Wolfson untouched for the touchdown. Mound City with a huge drive, a couple of huge first downs on that drive to run it in for six. 27-18, Mound City. I'm sorry, South Pole. Mound City here for the two-point conversion. I formation. Dylan Water takes a snap. He's going to give it up the middle to Durr, who's likely going to be stopped short. And so it remains a two-possession game with 4:07 left to go in the first half. 27-18, South Pole. You're listening to High School Football, Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to High School Football. It's Missouri 8-man football, Mound City, the Glensky Field, as Mound City is sticking with the undefeated Knights. They've just answered another score. This scoring recap is brought to you by Arborster Motor Company, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians in a full-service body shop. Dylan Water, the quarterback, in for the 7-yard touchdown after a 6-play, 60-yard drive. That two-point conversion, no good. Mound City sticking around, 27-18.
Ball did not go 10 yards for Mound City there.
The Mound City Panthers, again, kicking the onsider. And the ball, like Troy said, did not go 10 yards, so that'll be a penalty, and is that a spot foul? They give it to where it went out.
Well, nobody threw a flag. Now, okay, sorry. Mound City touched it before it went 10 yards.
Okay.
They did touch it. Yes.
Okay.
So it's just spotted right there.
So, okay, so not illegal touching. All right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be in Mound City territory. They kick it from the 30, and it's both going to be spotted at the 38. So, yes, indeed, did not go 10 yards, which is required to recover an offsider. South Pole with one wide receiver to the left. It's going to be a give up the middle to Noland, I believe, who's going to be stopped after about a two-yard gain.
Now four purple jerseys there, shoving him backwards. It's going to be started by Cole Gillenwater and helped out by Chase Meyer.
3:40 to go, second quarter, undefeated South Pole Knights 27. The 2-5 Mount City Panthers 18, sticking right in there. South Pole breaks the huddle. They've got one wide receiver to the left. That pistol formation. Snap back to Metzger, and he's under duress in the backfield. He's going to be sacked. Dropped for about a 3-yard loss. Mount City gets big time pressure in the backfield.
Durr and Meyer in on the sack in the backfield there.
The credit the Mount City D-backs for not allowing any of the wide receivers to get open early. But really, Mount City's defensive line was in the backfield so quick that Metzger didn't really have a chance to find anybody downfield. Probably within 2.5-3 seconds, he had hands on him and was able to break one tackle, but taken down for the sack by the other. And looks like South Pole's going to hold here for the play clock at 5:43. The game clock's going to be stopped at 2:40. And so South Pole will take a timeout here. It's 3rd and 11. They're up, faced with a 3rd and 11. We'll take a 1-minute break here. You're listening to High School Football, Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair salutes all area firefighters for all they do for our communities. And with colder weather coming, They want to remind everyone that when using portable electric heaters, do not trap cords against walls where heat can build up. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet away. Plug portable heaters directly into wall outlets. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City to keep your equipment moving. 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.
Excellent timing there. We're back for a 3rd and 11. South Hole, they've just broken the huddle. They've got 2 right receivers to the left, 2 to the right. And it's going to be a snap back to Metzger. Look at downfield. He's got a man open, caught by Kurtz. Kate Kurtz running a little corner pattern there from the left side. That's going to be good for a 10, 20, 20-plus yard gain. First down to about the 14-yard line.
Nick Ivey and Keaton Zimbles in on the stop there for the Panthers.
South Hole breaks the huddle quick. 2:24 to go on the clock. Clock ticking. 1st and 10 from the 14. Wide receiver split to the right. Wide receiver left. Fake to the fullback. Option give around to the right side. And Nolan's going to take it inside the 5-yard line near a first down marker. He does have the first, and that will set up a 1st and goal on the floor. That was a old-school triple option from the shotgun formation.
And when he threw that or pitched it, he waited for the very last second to do it because he was just about down.
It was great read. You got to read that D end there. The D end committed to taking on the quarterback and pitched it just at the right time. And Nolan able to scamper for about 11 yards. South Hole calling the cadence. Metzger looks to the sideline, sees there's an audible adjustment. Looks like they're going to stick with the same play. Wide receiver to the left. It's going to be a give up to the right side. And good job by Mount City hitting in the backfield.
Gillenwater hitting him first in the backfield and holding on at his ankles, and they had 3 purple jerseys helping him out on the top side.
Nolan was on the carry, nowhere to go. Clock ticking, they got plenty of time though. 1:45 to go. 2nd and goal from the 4. Wide receiver to the left, tight end tight to the right. Snap back to Metzger. He looks left, looks right, and he's coming around to the right side. He's going to dive. It's going to be short of the end zone, about the 2-yard line.
Defensive end on the right side for Mound City doing the job, and he held his ground and made the quarterback turn around and go the other way, and then he ran him down as Cole Gillenwater.
Nice little job to kind of make a positive play there by Metzger. And he's, God, I can't tell if he's ripped in a little bit or just bummed he didn't get in. He was a little bit gingerly back to the huddle. We'll keep an eye on that for you as quarterback Metzger. South Pole breaks the huddle. We're under a minute. 55 to go. 3rd and goal from the 2. Snap is a little high, but he's able to corral it. Dives for the near side pylon, and they're going to give the touchdown. And touchdown for Cole Metzger on the quarterback sweep around to the right side. And that's going to be good for 6. Extends the lead 33-18, South Hole.
And on that carry, when he crossed that goal line, I'm not for sure if he crossed it before he went out of bounds. But the referee right there is giving it to him anyway. So
I couldn't tell if his foot had hit the out-of-bounds line. It did look like he did see the pylon get knocked over.
Right. It was close.
So South Hole here is lining up for the extra point, as they did last time. They were able to scramble for a 2-point conversion on the bobbled snap. But this hold is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Extra point is good with 47 seconds left. 34-18 South Hole. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Old Man Winter can be hard on your furnace. Do you have any strange noises coming from your furnace room? Don't worry. Stay warm this winter and call Casey Johnson at Johnson Heating and Cooling. They're licensed and insured, specializing in Trane and Heil models. When you have furnace problems, don't chance it. Take care of it. Call Johnson Heating and Cooling at 660-442-6354 in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Drive summary brought to you by R. Brewster Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. more than you expected or less than you imagined. A 7-play, 42-yard drive almost seals up the second quarter here. We got 47 seconds left. It was capped off by a 2-yard run by the quarterback, Metzger. Mark kicks it up for the extra point, 34-18 South Hold over Mound City. South Hold lined up the kick from their own 30. Going to be somewhat of a short kick. Let's see, fielded at the 9 and taking up the right side for the Panthers. Let's see, is that Ivan good?
Yep, Ivan good.
Ivan good on the carry, probably about a 15-ish, 14-yard return, we'll call it, to the 25-yard line. 41 seconds to go here. If South Hold is going to put 8 guys in the box,
yep,
I'd like to see Mound City try to air one out here and see what they can do. So Mound City in their traditional tight eye formation. South Hold is tight, but it's going to be a long throw. It's going to be picked by South Hold and picked on the play by South Hold defender Cole Metzger, who was tight and right at the snap. His first step was backwards, so almost kind of baiting him into it a little bit. The tight end was running a post pattern. I think it was Zembles, pass and send him for Zembles again. The pressure got into the backfield. He had to release it early, and it was under
right.
Zone.
Yeah. They did exactly what you said. They needed to pass it there, but the offensive line didn't do what they needed to do, because when you got a white shirt in your face and you got to hurry and throw it, and it intercepted.
Yeah, so a little bit of a danger zone here. Mount City back on defense. The ball's at the 29-yard line, and South Hole, you know they're looking to attack here. They're going to try to score. Takes the snap. The snap is back, and Metzger rolls out to the right. He's got a man downfield and intended, I believe, but Nolan, incomplete.
Defensive.
Something late on the play.
Yep, defensive pass interference. He did not turn around
and
look.
And I agree with that. It's kind of all over him. The ball was right on the money, and he just kind of turns his head and looks back. He probably can get away with it. And then you just classify it as good coverage.
Right. It was pretty good coverage.
It's probably, I believe, it's a 15-yard penalty from the spot. And
your head coach, he's out here asking for a better clarification.
Yeah, Coach Standerford is asking for clarification, and he kind of shakes his head, okay.
Yeah. But again, he can ask that.
15-yard penalty here. South Pole. Well, gets the ball just outside the 15, so the ball was at the 29, so technically it's a half the distance penalty. So a 14.5-yard penalty puts the ball just outside the 15-yard line. Sorry, it should be just inside the 15-yard line. Thought of that ball incorrectly, I believe. Sack on the play. Mount City able to get him to the backfield, and Metzger under pressure. Now they've got to hurry. I believe they might have one timeout left.
Cole Gillenwater in on the sack.
11 seconds left. Second and 10. South Hold's going to get at least one more playoff. Fires it down to the middle and into the middle of the end zone. Incomplete. Pass was intended for South Hold's Bruceman, I believe. He was running a little seam pattern and did have a step on the defender, but incomplete.
Keaton Zimbles in on this coverage for the Panthers.
3rd and 14 for South Hole. 3 seconds left.
Not that it matters right now, but I think South Hole used all their timeouts.
They might have. I wasn't keeping track.
It doesn't matter now. 3 seconds.
South Hole. 2 to the right. 2 wide receivers to the left. And Metzger's going to fire into the middle of the end zone. And it looks like it
might be
complete. It is.
Wow.
Touchdown. Tyler Bruceman. Almost that same kind of pattern there. He's running the seam up the hash marks, and the ball right on the money there in defense coverage. Good for 6. Extends the lead 40-18.
That was a pretty good catch in the back of the end zone there for the Knights. It was pretty good coverage by Mound City, and the quarterback got it in there right where he needed to.
And looks like we're going for the the two-point conversion as your holder throws the tee off to the side. So South Holt set up for the two-point conversion.
40 to 18, two-point conversion here. Snap back to Metzger, fires it. Throw is low, but it's going to be completed to Kirk. And that would extend the lead 42 to 18. So that is halftime. We will pause for halftime. 42 to 18, South Holt over Mount City. We'll take a break here. You're listening to Missouri A&M High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Helena Agri Enterprises, LLC of Falls City's goal is to provide the best customer service and products for your success. No two farms are alike, and with Agri Intelligence, you get solutions tailored just for you with the people, products, and knowledge you need to succeed. Helena Agri Enterprises provides our producers with high-quality products, services, and technical advice that turns problems into solutions. Call or stop in at Helena Agri Enterprises in Falls City to learn more.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department, talk to the staff, and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the halftime show here. Halftime at Siglett Field is 42-18. South Holt over Mount City on senior night in Mount City. Our halftime show is brought to you by Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in Northeast Kansas. South Holt was able to get off to a very quick start right away with 11:17 left to go in the first after a three-play drive. Dolan was in for a 32-yard run. The extra point was no good, 6-0. South Holt, Gillenwater was able to answer with a 50-yard run. And with 9:45 left to go, tied it up at 6-6. They exchanged scores here on the first three possessions. The South Holt answered with a 19-yard run by Nolan, just a one-play 19-yard drive. And the extra point by Mark was good, 13-6. South Holt was able to get on board next. A 25-yard pass from Metzger to Prusman after a three-play drive, 19-6. And then Mount City is able to answer Gillenwater with a 55-yard run after a three-play drive, 12-19 South Holt. Metzger answers for the night after a three-yard run after a five-play drive. Prusman was in for the conversion, 27-12 South Holt. Mountain City was then able to answer after a seven-yard Gillenwater run, a beautiful six-play, 60-yard drive that included two big third-down first downs, 27-18 Mountain City. And the last two scores of the half were by South Holt Metzger on a two-yard run after a seven-play drive, a really nice drive themselves, and after a quick interception, South Holt was able to score under a minute with no time left. Metzger to Prusman. The extra point was good by Kurt. So at halftime, 42-18 South Holt, which probably isn't indicative of the way this game has been played. Mount City has really been able to stick into this and has kept the game tight. And just here kind of lately, South Holt's able to extend the lead. Troy?
Yeah, I mean,
again, throw out the records. Everything's on paper. Nothing. You have to play the game. So, again, coming in, South Hold undefeated, but Mound City is playing them pretty tough right now. And again, you know, 42-18 at the moment. But let's see. Mound City won the toss and deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half. All right, anything else to add to her there, Lucas?
No, just, you know, the wind is still howling out there. You know, it's not bitter cold. The wind is still howling. I think that's to South Hold's advantage. Mount City might have to go to the air a little bit. But South Hold is just stack of the box and kind of, you know, asking Mount City to throw it. So, interested to see what happens here in the second half. We've got 15 minutes to go here at halftime. We're going to sit off for a little break, check the weather. And we'll be back with you for second half action. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
In Nemaha County, Nebraska, it's comforting to know there's a healthcare partner that we can rely on, Nemaha County Hospital. With a legacy of excellence, Nemaha County Hospital is our trusted source for top-quality healthcare services. Their dedicated team of medical professionals are committed to our well-being. From routine checkups to cutting-edge treatments, they offer a wide range of medical services right here in our own community. Visit their website at nemahacountyhospital.com to learn more about the services they offer. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 47, northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 55, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 42, overcast skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for adults as well. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. Learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Husker Volleyball. Welcome back to high school football here. It's Missouri 8-man football. And we are back live. 9 minutes to go here at halftime. South Pole, the undefeated Knights, 42-18 over Mountain City Panthers here on Senior Night. The band is going through their superhero theme. For the halftime show. And I'll tell you what, I was pretty impressed with Mound City as they started off the game, you know, coming into it. You know, Sockle's the favorite, the target's on their back, if you will. They're poised to try to make a playoff run here. And I just thought, you know, Mound City could just stick with them, and they did. Up until about the last 3 to 4 minutes of the second quarter, Mound City was able to convert two big third downs en route to a scoring drive that cut the lead 27-18, and with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Mount City is sitting at 27-18 thinking, you know, we're right in this, and they missed the two-point conversion to cut it to two possessions. South Holt was able to score the next two possessions, and one of them after an interception, so 42-18 at half. Just kind of impressed with the way Mount City is able to move the ball. South Holt is back in the box. It's a very unique look. Any thoughts on that, Troy?
Well, again, what you've said, they're just challenging Mound City to throw the ball, and Mound City has thrown it a few times and had some decent success with throwing it, but they're going to have to start opening it up a little more. Again, making South Holt respect them in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for some area scores here. I believe the latest that I got was Auburn 35, Fall City 0 at halfway through the second quarter. Did you see another update?
Well, again, off my app here on my phone is 42-0 Auburn.
Okay, Auburn sitting at, I believe, 5-2 and undefeated in the district. And Auburn's only two losses are to Ashland Greenwood and Wahoo. And I believe both of those teams are ranked, are they top three or top five?
I don't know about that, but at least the top 10.
Yeah, top 10. So Auburn poised to make the playoffs there. We'll try to see if we can round up some of the scores. I know Johnson Brock, who looks to be the supreme leader of 8-man football in Southeast Nebraska, up on Doug Odell with, I think, one single win on the year. Johnson Brock up 38-8, and Johnson Brock is sitting at number one in the playoff points and will most definitely host a playoff game next week. That'll be Thursday night. Johnson County Central, also, I believe, did they play last night? I think they beat Thayer Central, so a big win for JCC. They should be poised to host a playoff game. I think they're sitting at number 8 in the playoff points. And so for A&M football in Nebraska. They'll take the top 16 teams, the farthest west 16 teams, and then the remaining 16, and they'll play a play-in game and then reseed it. I like Johnson Brock to make a run at it this year.
Yeah.
I don't think they're getting the respect that they deserve from the Omaha Lincoln Papers. Have them ranked as maybe number 7 in Omaha. Johnson Brock looks to be the real deal, and the scores they put up have proven that.
Yeah. Take a step away from high school football here for a minute. Nebraska volleyball, they win in 3 sets against Michigan State. In four sets. Yep, my daughter's correcting me again. She's good at that. But hey, professional baseball now, Phillies are in there against Arizona starting on Monday.
Yeah, playoff baseball is a lot of fun.
Oh,
I know
we're big Philly fans, so
we're pleased to be joined here by McKinsey Nelson, who is student teaching at Mound City. As we were coming into the gate. Just kind of in the truck, kind of rolled down the window. I said, "Hey, we're doing the game here." And the gal at the gate was nicer than heck. She said, "Oh, I work with McKinsey." She said, "You're coming on the way." And McKinsey was working in the walking taco stand. They had a free will donation for the walking taco stand downstairs. And we've been treated very nicely here. We've got delicious popcorn, a nice cold Pepsi. And it is a nice facility, a great press box here where we're fielded from the weather out there. It's still pretty windy, and it's only getting colder.
Yeah, but again, it's beautiful where we're at.
It is. It's nice in here.
And as you said, senior night here, and again, something pretty cool that Mound City does for the seniors, they have their numbers spray painted onto the field in front of the press box here for all the seniors. And it's kind of cool what they do. And last year, they didn't do it this year, but last year the seniors would pick a staff member to wear their uniform, and as McKinsey found out, the uniforms are a little tight for the staff members that are out of shape. So they don't do it anymore.
Sure, you get yourself in trouble, but hey, just confirming that score, area teams last night was Johnson County Central 22-14 over Thayer Central. Big win for Johnson County, who hasn't made the playoffs in 10 years, and I believe does not have a playoff win since they've been Johnson County Central. They have some playoff wins when there's Tecumseh and obviously Nevada Valley. Also looking at the other area teams, Humboldt Timberrock Senior and Full City Figureheart also are in the mix to make the playoffs. You might ask yourself, Full City Figureheart is 2-6 and got walloped last night by Lord Central Catholic. But if you if the mathematicians are saying that there is a very outside chance that Figureheart could make the playoffs, the very last one in, there's a lot of things that have to go right tonight. If they don't, that will end the 35-year playoff streak for the Irish that dates back to 1987. So be interesting to see, 2-6, probably don't deserve to make the playoffs, but the way that it's set up, there's about 2/3 of the teams that make it. Over here in Missouri, all the teams make the playoffs. And so here in Missouri A&M football, they'll have one more regular season week next week. And we'll be keeping an eye out for South Polk and other area teams as they progress through the playoffs. Anything to add to that, Troy?
Well, no. I mean, again, John sent it out that we were going to cover in this and that and that. And, I don't follow Missouri 8-man football very much. But, again, this district that these two teams are in, District 6, there are 6 teams in the district, so whoever's number 1 and number 2 will get a bye in that first round. Right? But I think it's kind of cool that they let everybody into the playoffs. So it just gives them an extra game or however way you want to look at it.
Yeah, a little change of pace. I know if you're talking about Auburn, it's only the top 16 teams that make the playoffs there. I believe that the way they have that set up, I think there's 6 districts. I was reading an article, and I think this applies to A, B, C1, C2. There's 6 districts. The top 2 teams in the district make the playoffs, and then there's 4 wild cards. I think that's for all the 11-man teams. So we're winding out here. We'll be close to bringing it back. Let's stop for a 2-minute break here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in. Farm and City Supply, we'll keep you cutting.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City here as eight-man football in Missouri takes place. Something we missed at halftime, but my daughter showed me on her Facebook account here, the Mound City and South Holt cheerleaders teamed up to raise funds for the Holt County Awareness Fund. They sold 136 shirts and donated $680 to the Holt County Awareness Fund. All right, so the two cheerleadings getting together and donating some money.
Mackenzie, do we know any more info on the awareness and what the goal of the project is? We'll try to get some more info on that. The awareness fund, see if anybody can give us a little more info. Sounds like a great project. Sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a very successful event.
So something that Luke and I were just talking about before we came back from the break here, they put 20 minutes on the clock for the halftime, and then they put the traditional 3 minutes back up. So this is a pretty long extra halftime here, 23 minutes. All right, and again, on a very cold night, but we're up here in this nice warm press box, and we got a great seat for this game. All right, so coming out of halftime again, the South Holt Knights undefeated at 7-0. With 42 points, and your home team, the Mound City Panthers at 2-5 with 18 points. So 42-18. And again, Mound City not showing a whole lot of different setup in their offensive scheme. All right. And again, we said this, South Holt just stacking that line. Now, so Mound City's going to have to open it up a little more here, trailing 42-18.
Yeah, Mount City running kind of some traditional running plays on first and second down. They've been forced to throw it on third. They've converted some nice third downs there. But I expect kind of South Holt to kind of run the same defense there, stack the box, put everybody in the box, and maybe force Mount City to try to throw it. Another area score here earlier today in six-man action, Pawnee City 51, Meridian 15. Pawnee City will go to the playoffs in six-man. I think they're ranked number two and should get a very favorable seed as Pawnee City made it to the finals last year in six-man. I believe lost to Parkview Christian.
Correct.
Parkview Christian,
yeah. Correct.
So Pawnee City's got a loaded couple classes there. They've been kind of fun to watch. Even since junior high, have had a chance to referee a few of their games in Falls City, and Pawnee City has blossomed nicely into a really nice six-man football team, and looking to make a run at state championships. Pawnee City had some nice runs in basketball in the 70s where they won back-to-back state basketball championships. And so looking to add on to that here in football, I believe that that's accurate. So Looks like they've got the clock set up, and Troy will take it away for the third quarter.
All right, so Mound City will receive the ball here to start the third quarter. They're set up on the south end zone. All right, and again, set to return the ball for Mound City is Quentin Livengood. He's going to be set up on about his 10-yard line, set to kick for South Holt will be Trevor Mart. And we're waiting for the officials. Here we go. Mark set the kick. Left-footed kicker. Didn't get a good one. Got a lot of tee underneath that one. Oh, no. We're going to blow it dead here. The referee's through the flag.
What are they
blowing
the flag
on the opening kickoff. It's got to be offsides. Wouldn't you think?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Yeah. Offside South Holt to start the second half. All right. And, again, that's going to go into their favor because they did not get a good kick there. Looks like he got a little too much. And didn't, it probably only went like 30 yards. The Mound City was, their front line was moving back. All right, so again, reset, moving back 5 yards, set from the 25 now for South Holt to kick. Mart is a left-footed kicker. Nope, he squibbed that one on purpose this time and shot right through a bunch of purple jerseys. Still going to be fielded back there by Livengood, and he's going to pick it up on the 25 and move forward to about 8 yards on that return.
Kind of an interesting little play there. Almost looked like a rugby scrum towards the end of it, just trying to gain minimal yardage. Nice return there after the penalty by Mound City up to the 34-yard line.
All right, Mound City has the ball first and 10. Again, on their 34-yard line. 11:53 here in the third quarter. Same formation for Mound City. They're not changing anything. Two tight ends. They give to Durr on the left side, and Durr's going to spin and move forward for about 3 yards on that carry.
Run of about 3 yards there. Stopped on the play was Cole Metzger for the South Holt Knights. We get underway here in the second quarter.
Third quarter.
Second half.
There you go. All right, second down for Mound City. 7 yards to go. All right, again, Gillianwater under center. Meyer, the fullback. And South Holt jumps across on that hard snap. There, one time it worked, right?
Yeah, see, that was an interesting little play there. So it looked like the defender, I don't know if he really jumped. He came up behind the nose guard. He's at the middle linebacker position.
Okay.
Kind of just stomped his foot like he was coming into blitz. But when he stomped his foot was in the neutral zone. He got flagged for it.
There you go. Second down and two for Mound City. Now they've crossed midfield. And clock running with 11:13. Play clock at 15 seconds. Gillianwater under center. Again, he stands up, looks to his sideline, gets back under center. Play clock at 5. Now the snap is away. Gillianwater is going to keep it around the right side. He's going to have enough for the first down and maybe a little more.
Nice play. South Holt, as we expected, is still stacking the box, and they're still kind of, you know, acting like they're going to blitz. They've got 8 people within 1 yard of that line of scrimmage.
All right, first down, Mound City. The ball spotted on South Holt's 35-yard line. They trail 42-18. Clock running. Gillianwater comes up under center. Again, Meyer is your fullback. Durr, the I-back. Okay, checking the play clock. It's down to 5. Gillianwater gets set again. Snap is away. Fake to Durr. Keeps it around the left side. And, shoestring tackle there by South Holt.
That play has worked really well for Mound City, and Cole Metzger was able to make the perhaps a touchdown-saving tackle. Quarterback Gillianwater has shown brilliant speed tonight, and so I believe if he would have gotten the open field, he would have scored.
2 yard gain brings up second down and 8. 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. Mound City has the ball across midfield, their first possession of the second half. Same formation, two tight ends. Gillianwater under center. Meyer, fullback, Durr. Fake to Meyer. No, they give to Meyer. They finally gave the ball to Meyer, and he's going to be met by some huge defensive linemen.
Yeah, Meyer used himself. He's the offensive lineman converted to fullback, and they've been using him as a decoy and a lead block for most of the night, but decided to give to him there, and he's going to be stopped for a loss.
Yeah, so loss of one on the play. Third and nine for Mound City. Ball on their South Holt 34-yard line. 9.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball spotted on the far sideline. Gillenwater comes under center. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Fakes the handoff, so looking back to pass. He's got a man open on the sideline here, and it's going to fall in. Ball's incomplete.
Incomplete. On the defense, there was Cole Metzger, who, I don't know, there's kind of some chatter going on here by Kane Durham. He thought maybe he was there a little early. It was a bang-bang play. Maybe could have been a flag, but the good defense, it was a good throw. It was right where it needed to be.
Yeah.
Just good work by Metzger to get where it needed to be.
All right, so the clock stops on the incomplete pass. 9 minutes left here in the third quarter. Mound City is going to go for it on fourth and nine on the South Holt 34-yard line. Same formation, Gillenwater under center. 5 seconds left on the play clock. Fakes the handoff, stopping back to pass. He's got some... Oh, he had plenty of time, and he airs it out just right, and Durr runs underneath of it, looks over his left shoulder for the catch.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, which shoulder is he going to look over? That is probably the hardest catch the ball to make, because it was almost right over the top of his head, and he kind of looked over his left shoulder, then his right, and then just tried to guide it right into his hands. That was a sweet catch.
Man, first down, Mound City. On the South Holt 14-yard line, ball spotted on the near hash. Gillenwater comes under center. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Snap is away. Gillenwater is going to keep it. He scampers around the left-hand side and goes shoved out of bounds around the 5-yard line.
Yeah, in position there. You know, talking about that catch over there, you know, it's a little bit different when you're in grade school and you're just playing at recess and you don't have the helmet on.
Yeah.
You know, catch it over your head. When you got that helmet, you can't see it as well. And so that ball just shows itself in the last minute. That was an awesome catch.
Yeah. All right. And a good run there for 8 yards. So second down and two. Clock stopped at 8:35. Must have went out of bounds here. And Gillenwater under center. 10 seconds left on the play clock. And he's going to give to Durr on the right side. And Durr's not going to get much.
No, going to be stuffed there. And South Holt continues to, you know, press the line of scrimmage there. And they're not going to let anything up the middle. That's their kind of default defense tonight.
All right, so clock running with 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball spotted on the 6-yard line of South Holt. Mound City has it, third and four. Gillenwater comes up under center. I formation, Meyer and Durr. In the backfield, Gillenwater does his normal thing, stands up, looks to the sideline, looks at the clock. 5 seconds on the play clock. Snap is away. Fake. Gillenwater keeps it, and he's going to get pushed ahead for maybe 1 or 2 yards on that carry.
Yep. Not much doing there. It's kind of that same quarterback, super sweet quarterback keeper that's worked, you know, a lot of the times tonight, but nothing going there. And that winds up a big 4th and 3 from the 5.
Yeah. All right, so from the 5-yard line, play clock down to 20 seconds. Gillenwater runs to the sideline to get the play from his coach. Now he runs it back. 7:20 left in the third quarter here. Mound City on their first possession of the first half down on the South Holt 5-yard line. Gillenwater comes under center. Play clock winding down under 5, and the play is away. He's going to throw it into the end zone. It's going to be batted down. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, nice play there on the coverage by Tylan Persman. It was just a little out pattern there. Chauncey Brown was lined up in the tight end position. It's just a quick out. He's only got 5 yards to go. He was 1 yard deep in the end zone. I think just short of the end zone at the line to gain. And it's a decent throw. It was probably where it needed to be if the defender's not on good coverage. If that falls maybe a yard and a half out in front of them a little more, it might give them a little more room to make that catch.
All right, so South Holt takes over. 1st and 10 from their 5. Clock at 7 minutes here in the third quarter. They lead 42-18. They're going to spread it out. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Empty backfield for Cole Metzger. In motion comes Prusman, and the throw is across the middle and is caught around the 30-yard line, and he's going to rumble to the 40 and be brought down from behind there on the other 30-yard line is Trevor Martin.
Trevor Marc was kind of running unmarked right down the middle of the field. He was right in the seams, right down the middle of the field in between the hash marks. And so the two cornerbacks for Mountain City were split. And I don't know who's on coverage there. There wasn't a safety. It's got to be the linebacker. And so he was able, marked, was unmarked.
Nice play on words. That's beautiful. First and 10 for South Holt. High snap, brings it down, and he hands it off to Nolan around the right side, and Nolan's going to scamper into the end zone for a 30-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that was Nolan went untouched, kind of just weaving and bobbing his way here on the near sideline. Good for a 30-yard touchdown run, and South Holt extends their lead 48-18.
All right, so their first possession of the second half, they take it 75 yards on two plays. So South Holt now are setting up for the traditional PAT, but we had a player not show up. They're yelling to the sideline. They need another person. Kurtz is your holder. Right. Offensive line is set. Snap is down and not a good one. And we're in trouble here in the backfield. The quarterback that plays the kicker gets the ball away to the holder number 7, but it's going to fall and not get into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So not the way it's designed to go here. But anyway, 48-18, South Holt leads this game with 6:31 left in the third quarter. We'll send it back to Ray in the studio. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Zaglinski Field. South Holt has extended their lead 48-18 over Mountain City. The scoring drive summary brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, 307 West 15th Street in Falls City. Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. After a long drive by Mount City on the second half opening kickoff that was stalled on a fourth down by the 5. South Holt answers quick after a two-play 75-yard drive capped off by a 30-yard run by Nolan. Two-point conversion no good. 48-18 South Holt.
All right, South Holt set to kick here from their 30. Kick is away. He's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. All right, it's kicked towards the left corner of the field, and it squirted through, just barely making it to the end zone before it went out of bounds.
Yeah, lucky to avoid the penalty there. The ball was just about 1 or 2 yards deep into the end zone, and so they'll place it at the 15-yard line.
First and 10 for Mound City. Again, trailing 48-18. They break their huddle. Same formation, two tight ends. Glenwater under center. Meyer, the fullback. And the give is to fake to Meyer and give to Durr around the left side, and Durr's going to get maybe 2 yards on that.
That 2 yard gain on the play. South Holt still stacking the box. They've got all 8 guys within 1 yard line of scrimmage. Got to look for Mound City to try to maybe air it out and throw the ball here a little bit.
Down by 30 in the third quarter, 6 minutes left. You would think they would start throwing a few more passes. Second and 8. Mound City comes to the line. Your linemen still Manley, Cade Gillenwater, and John Guard. Snap is away. Gillenwater hands it off to Durer on the right side. He's going to get about a 2 yard gain.
Stop again after just a short gain. South Holt still, look at that flag out there. I think the wind has even increased. It was howling when we got here, but now there's like a crosswind. Sometimes it's in their face, but Mount City not only trying to get through the South Holt D, they got to deal with this weather.
So third and 9 for Mound City. Gillenwater does his normal, stands up, looks to the sideline, gets back under center, snapped his away, fakes it to both one, takes it to the run. He's got some running room on the right side. He's crossing midfield, and it's a foot race down the sideline, and he avoids the shoestring tackle and gets it in for the touchdown. Cole Gillingwater goes
63
yards for that touchdown. So Mound City, on their second possession of the second half, answers South Holt's touchdown and goes down the right sideline in that foot race, and he avoids that shoestring tackle at the 10 and gets in for the touchdown.
Yeah, nice wheels again by Gillingwater.
Yeah.
And, you know, good wheels there by Metzger to kind of chase it down. I thought he was going to get him. As Gillingwater was down the sideline, I thought nobody's going to catch him. And Metzger was able to kind of clip his heels and able to stay on his feet.
All right, so Mound City for the two-point conversion. Wow, we got it spread out here. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Gillingwater alone in the backfield. Snap is away. Gillingwater's going to keep it and squirt right up the middle for the two-point conversion. So Mound City converts on their two-point conversion. All right, the score is now South Holt 48, Mound City 26. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. We'll send it back to listening to Missouri High School 8-man football on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City. Mount City able to answer there. Gillingwater showing the speed again on a 63-yard run with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. He also keeps it for the sneak on a two-point conversion. The three-play, 65-yard drive, 48-26, Mount City. South Holt up on Mount City.
Mount City does the onside kick, and it gets through the first line of defense of South Holt, but the second line gathers it up and lays it down there at about the 30-yard line.
So, I mean, it stops here. It's 22. Deficit's 22. You're within three possessions. You get a stop here and a score, you're back in business a little bit. Mount City keeping hold tight.
South Holt takes over, first and 10 on their 29. Metzger is your quarterback. Shotgun formation, standing behind him. Or I guess not behind him. Now he's going to move to his left is Kendall Nolan. In motion comes Prusman. He's going to stop and move around the quarterback, but the give is to Nolan. Nolan's going to get about 8 yards before he's pushed out of bounds.
Pushed out of bounds by Kane Durr, who kind of let up there. Glad he didn't really extend his arm too much because Nolan was about a half yard to a yard out of bounds, so able to avoid a penalty there. It was close. If you would have given him a big shove, he might have got flagged for it.
Second down and 8 for South Holt. Third quarter, clock stopped at 4:44 because they went out of bounds. Got a receiver out to the left. I think it's Kimmerling, having a tough time getting that number. Two receivers to your right. In motion goes Prusman. High snap. Metzger handles it and brings it down, and he's going to rumble forward for the first down, and a late flag comes in.
Back on the play by the sophomore, Nick Ivey. The flag. The flag's downfield. The flag's about 5 to 7 yards down past the line of scrimmage. And I think that's a blindside block. I forgot to bring my rest cheat sheet. I think it's a blindside block. I was just studying this last week because we were getting ready to do a JV game, and I wasn't sure if I had to do white hat or not. So I had my cheat sheet card, and I remember it's knuckles together right in front of you, like fists together. So now, let's see, or is it a personal foul, big blindside block, I think.
Okay. Anyway, it's against South Holt, so probably.
It's just one of those new kind of measures, you know. 25, 35 years ago, we've been applauded as a great hit.
Yeah.
You know, the game of football has changed, and safety is at top of mind. We've got more research, you know, and there's just rules just to protect the kids. That's all that is.
So 15-yard penalty against Southold. Now it's second down and about 13. Clock running with 4:35 left here in the third quarter. Ball spotted on the near hash mark. Out to the left is Kimmerling. Got one receiver to the right. Metzger's in the shotgun. And behind him is Nolan. Fakes to Nolan, dropping back to pass, and the ball is batted out of his hands. The Mountain City's hit the ground. The Mountain City's going to cover it up.
That's what you're looking for if you're a Panther fan. You just need that turnover here and recover on the play.
Hold it. They're talking.
That is a fumble. There's
the
no way they're going to call. Okay.
Yep, there you go. The referees were talking. I wasn't for sure what was going to happen there.
So I couldn't tell if maybe they were going to try to say incomplete pass.
Right.
That sucker was out.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So fumble on the play. Mound City has some life here. All right. This will be their third possession of the second half, and they have the ball first and 10 on the opponent 20-yard line. So I got 20 yards to go here. All right. Same formation. Gillian Water under center. Play clock at 20. Snap is away. Gillian Water fakes it. Runs to his right. Caught behind and brought down for a loss.
Yeah. Tackled in the backfield there for a 1 yard loss. Is trying to get a read on the number there. Perhaps it was Prusman. I'm just really impressed with Mount City's fight here. You know, they're just, you know, never give up, never say die. The PA announcer, who's announcing senior night, just, you know, said he was very impressed with the senior class here. And, you know, the senior class is what kind of sets the tone in the school. And that's what's happening here on the football field.
Second and 9 for Mound City. Clock running with 3.5 minutes left in the third. Snap is away to give to Durr on the right side, and Durr's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and brought down for maybe no gain.
Stop short there again. Yeah, right up to the line of scrimmage, 37, and it's kind of, you know, been the same kind of deal here. Mound City with, you know, run up the middle, and then kind of forced to throw here. They've been pretty effective on their throws on these third downs. See if they convert here.
So third and 10 for Mound City. Ball spotted on the far hash mark. Two tight ends. Gillingwater under center. Fake to Meyer. Gillingwater keeps it around the left side. He's got some positive yardage and going to get maybe 6 yards on that carry.
Yeah, real great play there. It's kind of that quarterback sweep, that super sweep around the left side. And, you know, they know they're going 4-on-4th, and so he just did half of it. Now you've got a manageable 4th-and-4.
All right, here we go. 2.5 minutes left in the third, 4th-and-4. Ball spotted on the near hash. Mound City breaks the huddle. Come to the line, same formation, Gillingwater under center, Meyer then Durr. Cole Gillingwater stands up, looks at his bench, gets back under center, 4 seconds on the play clock, snap is away, fake to Meyer, Gillingwater keeps it around the left side, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds, and this is going to be close. I don't think he's going to get it on that 4th down.
No, darn it. He needed to get to the 10-yard line. He's going to be at the 11. They're going to mark it. He's going to be 1 yard short of that 1st down.
Yep, they already signaled it to turnover on downs. All right, so South Holt will take over on their 11-yard line. 2:09 left in the third quarter. South Holt leaves 48-26. South Holt breaks their huddle. You got a receiver to the left. Two backs in the backfield with Metzger. One to his right, one behind him. And the give is to Nolan. Nolan's got some running room around the right side. He's going to break one tackle and be pulled out of bounds around the 35-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play there. Looks like some of the South Holt linemen were pulling. I think maybe that left guard was pulling as a lead blocker. Let's see. No, it might have been. It was the right guard was kind of pulling and swinging out.
First and 10, South Holt from their 32-yard line. Snap is away. Hand off to Nolan. Nolan takes it to the right, and he cuts it back to the left. He's got a lot of open green in front of him, and he's shoved out of bounds on the – nope, didn't go out of bounds. Clock off – or the far side judge says, keep it running.
Creighton Rube, the sophomore, pushing him out of bounds.
All right, first and 10, South Holt. On Mount City's 35-yard line. Clock running with 1:52 left in the third. Ball spotted on the far hash mark now. South Holt breaks the huddle. Let's see. Kimmerling's your receiver to the left. Two in the backfield with your quarterback Metzger. The give is to Nolan. Nolan's going to get to the right side and move up for about 2 yards before his forward progress is stopped.
Stopped on the play by Mound City defender August Meadows, the junior.
Second down and 8 for South Holt. 1 minute left in the third quarter. Kimmerling goes out wide to the left. Again, Cole Metzger, your quarterback. In the backfield with him is Nolan and Prusman. Snap is away. Fake to Nolan. Setting up the pass. He's going to be sacked in the backfield. Your defensive backs from Mound City doing exactly what they're supposed to do and nowhere to throw it, and Metzger gets sacked.
Nice pressure there by the Mound City defense. Great coverage, as you said, Troy, by the defensive backs, and that's the clock ticks down here in the third quarter. There's 30 seconds left. I think they're going to have to run one more play, and that sets up a third and long.
Yep, third and 12 for South Holt. The ball moved backwards now to about the 37-yard line. Play clock down to 10 seconds. South Holt comes to the line. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Empty backfield for Metzger. Snap is away. Metzger's going to tuck it and run to the left side. He's got to the 30. He's got enough for the first down. He's got a little bit more. He's going to go out of bounds. Nope, he stays in bounds. All right, but enough for the first down.
That's going to be enough for the first down, and he's going to be up to about the 20-yard line. They'll set the sticks, and the clock will run. That'll probably drain the third quarter. Let's see.
Yep. There you go. End of the third quarter. So here in Mound City, your visiting team, South Holt Knights, lead 48-26. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to High School Football Missouri. A-Man here over in Mountain City, Sikorsky Field, South Holt. The undefeated Knights, 48-26 over the Mountain City Panthers here on senior night. And Mountain City was able to cause a turnover on the last South Holt possession, but got stalled on fourth down at the 5. And now South Holt is on the ensuing drive to come up with a couple of first downs. And that might
fumble.
They're going to call that a forward pass. So on first and 10, Cole Metzger was under pressure and looking for a receiver, kind of just shovel passed it forward.
Yep.
They're going to call that incomplete. It was
but your referees are talking again.
It almost looks like it could have maybe been a fumble.
They're talking it over. Referees holding the football, and the other, you got the head. You got three of them talking here about this play. Flag.
So that's probably going to be grounding. They are. They're going to call intentional grounding on South Holt. And you kind of see Metzger pointing downfield where saying, hey, I had a receiver right there, but he's not going to win that battle here. They're throwing the flag.
Wow.
So that will be, I believe it's a 5-yard penalty and a loss of down. And it looks like that will set up what was a 2nd and 10. After the grounding is going to line up about a 3rd and 19. I'm sorry, was that 1st down?
Well, I thought it was 2nd down. They did not give them a loss. Yep, now they're doing it. Referee turned and looked. There you go.
Okay, yep, there it is. 3rd down.
You had it all along.
Now we've got a time. Okay, time out on the field. So it will set up a 3rd and 19. There's 11:56 to go in the 4th quarter. 48:26. Time out on the field by South Holt. High school football on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to high school football in Mound City, 48-26. We've been entertained here with a high scoring affair and pretty impressed, as we were talking about, with Mound City's 2-5 record sticking right there within just a few possessions of South Holt, who's 7-0 undefeated. And South Holt's taking the time out here. We just had a intentional grounding, and that set up a 3rd-19 from the Mound City 29. Shotgun formation, twin wide receivers in motion from left to right is Prusman, and he's going to be the intended receiver.
Did he
running a little drag pattern down the far sideline? He's going to come up with a pass there for probably a gain of about 17 yards. Should line up, maybe 16, should line up a 4th and 3.
That was a great pass, great catch, because it was great coverage there by Keaton Zimbles as well.
Let's see, they got 4th in the short 4 here for South Pole in Mount City, deep in Mount City territory in the red zone from about the 13-yard line. Snap back to Metzger. He fires across the middle around the right side. In and out of the hands of Kate Kurtz. Kate Kurtz was wide open. He was going to have the 1st down on the far sideline. And I don't know if he turned his head to look upfield, but that probably should have caught.
Yeah, it's exactly what you just said. He turned his head to run before he caught the ball.
All been there. All done that. And just, you know, if you're going to make that mistake, you might as well make it when it's 48-26 in the regular season and not for the playoffs.
Yep. But turnover on downs.
Turnover on downs is correct. So Mountain City back in action. And Mountain City's got to try to find a score here to get back in this sucker. They're down 48-26. Tight I formation. Dylan Waters is going to pull out to the right. He's going to tear it up across the middle of the field. The intended receiver, Chauncey Brown, was able to make a play on it. Ball was a little bit under, but that was because of all the pressure coming Dylan Waters' way.
Prusman, the defender for South Holt, talking to the referee. He wanted defensive pass interference because he was trying to catch that ball when the Mound City receiver reached up over the top of him.
Yeah, offensive pass interference is what he was looking for, but I thought he was just making a play on
the
ball.
He was. It was a decent play.
But that's definitely what he was arguing about, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
All right, I formation again. South Holt stacking it. Everybody, 8 man in the box there. Tight. It's not much room to waddle around there. And so the snap is going to be back to Dylan Water. He's going to take it around the left side. That traditional quarterback sweep that they ran all night. It's worked well. That's going to line up a 3rd and 6 or 7.
Going out of bounds on the far sideline. Looks like Trevor Markt shoved him out of bounds.
Clock stopped here. 10:59 to go, 4th quarter. South Holt is staying in control of this game. Mount City deep in their own territory from about the 16-yard line, 3rd and 7. Hard count. Foul pole. Not flinching or going offside. Mount City linemen able to keep their stance, and it's going to be a keeper on the right side. Big Gillenwater kind of runs into his own lineman there for just a second. I'm sorry, the fullback, Chase Myers.
Yeah.
And Gillenwater is going to be stopped short after a gain of 1 or 2. And I don't think Mount City has punted all night.
They have not. You're correct.
And so this is a tricky situation here. 4th and 6 from their own, let's call it, 17-yard line. Clock ticking 10:30. They need 3 touchdowns. And so it looks like Mount City just knows that they've got to go for it here.
Your fullback's coming out, too.
Yep, they're going with the
White.
Yep, bringing in a wide receiver here. 3 seconds on the play clock. Gets the snap off. Gillenwater looking across the middle of the field. The pass complete. He's got to get it. He's got the first down. Pass complete to Denzel for after about 4-yard gain and was able to break one tackle to get across to the first down marker and then some.
Kurtz had the coverage. He had a jersey, but again, just not enough as they squirts away from him, gets that first down.
Yeah, needed 7, got about 8 or 9, and Mount City just rolling the dice. I mean, video game style here, going for it on everything, and it's worked out for them pretty well. The only kind of hiccup here in the second half is when they received or they made a turnover, last possession, weren't able to convert. So same formation here, tight eye formation, foul pole stack in the box. It's going to be a give up the middle to Durr. Durr's going to take the ball right up the left side middle on the left hash for a gain of about 5.
Griffin Kimmerling in on the stop for South Holt.
9:15 to go. Mount City needing to get a score on here. And after they score, they'll likely kick it on Sider. They haven't punted all night. And they haven't kicked the ball off all night. Just trying to stay with that high attacking offense, South Holt. They've, my opinion, have done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I formation. Calls to Caden. Hand off around the left side to Durr. He's going to be stopped for a loss of 1 on the play.
Got 2 white jerseys over there on that far sideline. Helping out is Griffin Kimmerling and Cole Metzger.
3rd and 6. It's 4 down territory anywhere you are for Mount City. So a couple downs here to get the first. They don't have to run. Perhaps they'll go back to that quarterback sweep that they've run really nicely all night. Gillenwater has shown tremendous speed and able to break away from anyone who's trying to chase him down so he can get him into the open field. And South Holt, there's a lot of open field out there. If you get past that first line of defense, there's no end in safety. Mount City takes a snap. It is a quarterback sweeper on the right side and nothing doing there. The defender on the play wrapping up in the backfield.
Kendall Nolan.
Kendall Nolan has had a great game tonight, flying all around, and a loss on the play. That quarterback sweep has worked, just not there. That's going to set up a 4th and 8, 7:45 to go, 48-26, South Holt over Mount City, live on senior night from Siglinski Field. The wind is still howling out there. The flag is blowing, and Mount City might need to probably pass here, so take that into consideration. It's the tight eye formation. It's going to roll out to the left.
Got
a man downfield and intended for Kane Durr, who was running across the field on the far side, had about 3 or 4 steps on his defender and was overthrown.
Yeah, he had him open. He got behind the 2 white jerseys there. And, again, just on a run, chucked it, and just a little bit overthrown.
That'll be a turnover on down. South Holt is going to take it over with 7:23 to go. Mount City, I believe, with all 3 timeouts. South Holt with 2.
Yep.
And from the 29-yard line is where the 29-yard line of Mount City is where South Holt will start this drive. 1 wide receiver to the left, pistol formation. It's going to be a give up the middle to Nolan. He runs around to the right side and good for about 8 yards.
Keaton Zimbles and August Meadows in on the tackle for Mound City.
Second and two for the Southhold Knights. I believe we will be on the call next Friday for Southhold's home regular season finale, I believe, against East Atchison.
This has got Tarkio with Fairfax.
Hand off to Nolan around the left side. He's going to be stopped short for no gain. Tarkio and Fairfax
for next week.
Yeah, thank you, McKenzie here. McKenzie's on the local B. Troy's daughter here, doing her student teaching at Mount City. And she has just confirmed that you're both correct.
Social influencer.
Yeah. Hashtag social influencer. Let's see. Southhold, third and one. They're going to go with a quick snap. And I'm not sure everybody was set there.
I don't think. Yep, there it is. Black. It okay. Sure didn't look like it.
Yeah, that's tough there. You try to catch them off, you know, off their guard. And it was effective, but not all the offensive players were set, and so they're going to get flagged 5 yards. So what was a third one will turn into a third and six. Also. 6 minutes even to go. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. 48-26, Southhold over Mound City here. The Mound City home finale, senior night, and the senior number is 5-7-16. Is that 18? 19?
16? Oh, yeah, I can't tell.
5-7-16-18-21-22-60.
18, yep.
18. Got the senior numbers painted on the field, and so takes the cadence, snap back to Metzger, throws it down
got
the middle
it.
Of the field.
Wow.
Completed on the play to Kemmerling for the first down for Southhold.
And again, that wind messing with that ball. He threw it up there, and the wind caught it, and that receiver did a good job coming back to it. It just a windy night, hard pass.
Not good for football, but good to dry out the corn and the beans when you're trying to pick them and cut them.
There you go.
For all the rain we got. All right, Southhold takes the cadence. Now back to Metzger. It's going to be a keeper for him around to the right side. He'll be stopped for no gain. No gain, I think.
Let's see who we got. The two purple jerseys on the far side, Meyer. And it looks like August Meadows for the stop.
Clock running here, wind blowing. Drying out those crops so everybody gets back to work tomorrow. Southhold breaks the huddle. They've got twins to the left. Pistol formation. Nolan flanked to his right. Metzger calls the cadence. Claps his hands, takes the snap, takes to Nolan, keeps it around the right side, dives to the pylon, gets stopped short at about the 1 or 2 yard line.
Cole Gillenwater getting into the backfield and just missing that. But again, made him run a little bit further to his right so he couldn't get the angle for the pylon.
They're going to mark it at the 1 or 2. They're going to mark it at the 2 yard line. So third and goal from the 2. Clock stopped, 4:31. He was out of bounds there. Southhold breaks the huddle. They've got wide receiver, single wide receiver to the left. Pistol formation, that half shotgun set. No one behind him. No one flanks out to the left. He'll get the pitch for the option, and he's in for the touchdown. 2 yard touchdown by Kendall Nolan on the, call it a quick option left. And Southhold extends their lead 54-26. 4:24 to go in the game. And there have not been as many scores in the second half as the first. That's
correct.
Sure. Southhold lining up for the extra point. snap is. It's going to be blocked. And so the kicker.
He slipped as well.
And kick is blocked. And so we'll take a break here. 4:24 left to go. 54-26 South Old over Mount City. It's Missouri 8-man high school football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny One.
The Scoring Drive summary is brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with technicians and a full-service body shop. It was a 7-play, 15-yard drive capped off by a 2-yard run by Kendall Dolan. 4:24 left to go in the fourth quarter. The extra point was blocked. 54-26. Here at the Bruna Implement Company Game of the Week, your Case IH dealer in Hubble for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas to help you cut those beans and pick that corn.
There you go. Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
There's going to be a flag on the play here. South Pole ready to kick it from right to left, and I think that South Pole kicked it too quick and maybe didn't wait for the white hat.
Okay. Because he threw it from back there.
Yeah, they may not have whistled it live for play, and so that is considered a delay of game, possibly.
Huh.
As it is, it's a 5-yard penalty, so South Pole will kick from the 25 instead of the 30.
That officiating license you have is coming in well.
I don't have all the signals memorized, but, I mean, the listeners, I mean, I'm not lying to them. I'm just
being deaf. You're doing great. I'm watching a JV game. You do a great job.
I can't keep up with them anymore. I'll perform touchdown runs, but it's good exercise anyway.
Yes.
All right. South Pole lining up for the kick off from right to left in front of us here. Mount City's got everyone up front, protecting against any onsider. Mount City takes it at about the 22-yard line, and Quinton Lifegood in a return past the 30 up to the 34.
That was a pretty good return there for Mount City. Again, with the penalty, helped out a bunch, but he did a great job moving forward and falling forward as he gets tackled.
4:18 to go, 54-26, South Pole over Mount City. Final score from Auburn tonight, 42-13. Auburn Bulldogs extend their record to 6-2. They've got one last regular season game next week and should be poised to make a playoff run. Mount City in that I formation takes the snap. It's going to be a give to Durr, who's around to the right side, good for about 1 yard.
And on the tackle there for South Holt is Cade Kurtz. Senior.
Mount City in the huddle. Gillenwater looking to the sideline, trying to get the direction from Coach Standiford. Looks at his wristband, relays all that info to his players in the huddle. They clap, break the huddle, hustle to the line. Same that tight I formation, South Pole, tight on D. Snap back to Gillenwater, give around to the left side, stop for no gain, and Kane Durr.
A lot of white jerseys again, stacking the line, and about 3 of them in, shooting the gaps and getting in on that tackle there for South Holt.
3 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Plenty of time here for Mountain City to score again. Perhaps not enough time to score and get a couple, 2 or 3 onsiders to score. Want to finish strong here in front of the home crowd. I've been really impressed with Mount City and their heart. They just haven't given up at all. Testament to that senior leader class there. Mount City, tight I formation. Calls the cadence. Going to be a
got
two legs with
him.
Gillenwater.
Oh.
Tab.
Pass. There it is.
Open with the post pattern across the middle, and the back judge will throw a flag. Black's going to be on Tylan Kreuzman, who's kind of still on his knee. Kind of, you can tell he's not happy with it.
Mm-hmm. But he was grabbing jersey as they were moving down the field.
That will extend the drive for the Panthers. It was a 3rd and 10, setting up a 4th and 10. Will now be converted into a 15-yard penalty and automatic first. Well, it's not automatic, but it will be a first down. High school rules indicate that the 15-yarder is not an automatic first down, so also not a spot penalty. So if it was 3rd and 16, it would then be 4th and 1. 1st and 10 here, across midfield at 31, Mount City, tight eye formation.
Oh.
Give to Meyer, fullback, is going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. And in on the tackle is...
Tylan Kreuzman shot those gaps and met him at the line of scrimmage.
He kind of gave a big high five there. You can tell he pumped him in that tackle after he got flagged for that.
Yeah.
What he thought was not a correct call.
Yep.
I like it. I like to see that fight out there. He's in the game. You know, they're winning big, and he's still fighting. I like to see that.
Yeah.
I have what I assume is an actual 12 in the program. Got purple and green.
Mound City, I formation again. Same deal here. Southold stack in the box. It's going to be met into the backfield by a couple Southold defenders.
Brock Rau of Southold hitting them hard at the line of scrimmage and driving them backwards.
Sensing a little frustration there from Kane Durr. 1 minute, 50 seconds left in the game. 3rd and 12. All backed up to the 33-yard line of Southold. Dylan Water looks to the sideline. Play clock down to 10. Looks like they might try to take this down to about 129, 128, call timeout. And we are prepared for that. Yes, they did. 128 to go. We'll take a short 1 minute break here. Listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City here, and looking at the Southold schedule, if this stands in a minute 28, this will be the lowest score Southold has had all year at 54.
Offensive juggernaut. Mound City lined up for a 3rd and 12. It's going to be a Dylan Water keeper on the left side. Oh. Close to the pylon, perhaps steps out of bounds just short of it. The referee is keep walking. He's going to be about 1 or 2 yards short. So this will line up. A good little gain there, about a 10-yard gain by Dylan Walker on the quarterback keeper on the left side. 1:22 to go in the game. Lines up a 4th and 2. And if Mount City can convert a first down here, they will not have to give the ball back up.
Got another timeout.
And there will be a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick 1 minute break. Do it in the high school football on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
No. Welcome back. Mount City lines up for the 4th and 2, and they've just subbed out all the seniors, so the second team offense, a lot of them are in there, and they run a ISO to the left side, and it's going to be stopped short, about a 2 or 3 yard loss, and so that'll be a turnover on downs. Ball's back to South Holt. Coach Standiford subbing out his seniors here. Isaiah Jordan, Gage Knapp, Cole Gillenwater, Jaden Griffin, Keaton Zimbles, Quinn Lavengood, Chase Meyer. Those are your seniors, and they just got a curtain call. That's what that timeout was all about. So nice gesture there. Classy move by Coach Standiford to let the crowd acknowledge their senior leaders. South Pole will take over. Would probably likely see them down the ball unless they know that this is their lowest offensive scoring output of the year and they want to try to tack one other one on.
Yeah.
I don't expect it.
No.
1:17 to go, and South Pole will go to victory formation, takes the knee. There's a 40-second play clock and 1:10 left, so they'll be obligated to run at least one more play. 2nd and 11, 2nd and 12. South Pole will win this game, remains undefeated. Mount City will go to 2-6 on the year. Not indicative of the way I saw them play tonight. I thought they played really well and fought, never gave up, and that's exactly what you want to see.
When you got the number 2 ranked team in the state coming in, they played pretty good.
I agree. It's just a local rival, so that'll be another knee. That will do it here. There's 30 seconds left on the clock. We'll keep it here until that runs out to see if there's anything else that we can explain to you. 22-21-20, and both teams kind of looking at the sidelines, ready to exchange pleasantries and say good game.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the very first game of the season the South Holt played against Mercer Newton Harris. They won 58-50. But, yeah, so only 54 points tonight.
So credit Mount City keeping the high-flying South Pole offensive back to their lowest output of the year. Still puts up 54 points, but that's going to be a final score here from Sikorsky Field on Senior Night in Mount City. The Panthers fall to South Pole 54-26. We'll stop for a short break here, and we'll bring it back for a post-game wrap-up. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Helena Agri Enterprises LLC of Fall City's goal is to provide the best customer service and products for your success. No two farms are alike, and with Agri Intelligence, you get solutions tailored just for you with the people, products, and knowledge you need to succeed. Helena Agri Enterprises provides our producers with high quality products, services, and technical advice that turns problems into solutions. Call or stop in at Helena Agri Enterprises in Fall City to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City here at Ziglinski Field. Presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas.
First half scoring. At halftime, it was 42-18, South Holt. Just 3 scores here in the second half after a monster scoring first half. Kickoff the second half. Kendall Nolan ran it in from 30 yards out after a 2-play, 75-yard drive. 2-point conversion was no good. 48-18, South Holt. Then Gillenwater showing his wheels tonight. He he looked. He had a good game. He choked the wheels, and he was able to outrun the defender who was right on his heels, Gillenwater, for a 63-yard run after a three-play 65-yard drive. He also ran in the sneak for the two, 48-26. And to cap it off, Kendall Nolan runs it in for his fourth touchdown of the night on a two-yard run. That was with 4:24 left to go in the fourth. That pretty much sealed it after a seven-play 51-yard drive. Final score here, 54-26. Any final thoughts?
Well, kind of what you just said, you know, number two in the state coming in, all right, and Mount City played them pretty tough. The scoreboard, you know, doesn't show the true what we saw on the field. And again, they stuck to their guns. They played it the way they wanted to play it, no matter what was going on, and they did okay.
Yeah, I really liked what I was saying earlier. The PA announcer had mentioned here during senior night before the game that wanted to give a hand to the seniors. You know, he says that, you know, the seniors really set the tone in the hallways of the school, and he was very proud of his seniors. It's true on the football field, too. Your seniors kind of really set the tone for the team, and thought Mount City was showing some heart. They've got a good senior group here that's going to be missed, and they fought hard. South Pole and Mount City, you know, they're just separated by a few miles. Everybody knows each other, and they're kind of they're hanging out in midfield here. It's kind of neat to see a nice display of sportsmanship. And kind words here by the Mount City PA announcer for the senior class. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
For Troy Nelson, I'm Lucas Freshel. Thanks for joining in. And Ray, back in the office, thanks for taking care of us tonight. It's the final for Mount City, 54-26. Southfold Knights remain undefeated. And we'll be back with them in Oregon next week for East Atchison. Thanks for tuning in to Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Old man winter can be hard on your furnace. Do you have any strange noises coming from your furnace room? Don't worry. Stay warm this winter and call Casey Johnson at Johnson Heating and Cooling. They're licensed and insured, specializing in Trane and Heil models. When you have furnace problems, don't chance it. Take care of it. Call Johnson Heating and Cooling at 660-442-6354 in Mount City, Missouri.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Community Medical Center invites you to join them for a Pink Out community event October 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. Stop in and tour the imaging and oncology department, talk to the staff, and enjoy some refreshments. There will be giveaways and a drawing for a spa basket. You don't want to miss this Pink Out event October 20th at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. What chance for scattered?